Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get weak.
Say, man, you got a joint? No, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 479.
Damn.
479.
So close to 500.
So close to 500.
Yeah.
Wow. That's quite a career. I'm like counting. I'm like, hey, we're almost at 100 Saints episodes now. Oh, never mind.
Yeah.
So many. We're joined tonight by Wizard of Cause. We got Brad Jones, Cinema Snob, and we have Dusty the Cockatiel.
Yeah.
Our boy Dusty's back.
Yeah, Dusty the Cockatiel has returned.
Dusty's just going to be birding around. Like,
yeah.
It'll be chill. I'm excited. Also have some announcements I want to get out.
Are you nervous about Jake the Snake Roberts, dude?
I'm so excited. Tonight's going to be so much fun.
Tonight, Billy the Fridge is going to be the opener for Jake the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
At this local
bar.
This local shithole bar.
Congrats, dude. Yeah. That's a pretty good get.
I'm going to rub my nipples in front of the entire crowd.
Really?
I don't know. I could probably get away with it.
I mean, I'm just surprised that sounds like a plan you just came up with, and you haven't been focusing on that since you got the word.
My original plan was to rub my balls in front of the crowd, but I think that would come off a little weird. It's Me Too climate.
Can't do that.
Speaking from experience, that does tend to follow you.
Nipples are okay because everybody has nipples, right? Like, not everybody has balls.
Okay.
It becomes an issue.
I'm sure there's someone missing nipples. But anyway, on with the announcements.
Everybody watching at home, whether you have balls or not, use our Amazon link below when you order on Amazon, because every little piece of order comes back to us. Check out the audio version of the show on SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher, or by downloading the official DP app from the Google Play Store or the Android device. And on Monday, September 24th, it will be the return of the Spin Till You Spew trivia on the DP private patron episode. It's a $5 pledge or more. We'll get you ringside seats to watch the madness unfold. Ben's going to be taking on Fat Pat.
Yeah. And he better watch what I did to you and what I did to Joe's weak ass. And what Christ, I did to Jeff Holliday's bitch ass.
Whoa.
He was on the,
and he'll learn.
The show last night. And I don't think Pat fully comprehends what he's getting into. He's like, yeah, man, I'm doing, I'm boning up on trivia, and I'm, going out and doing shots. It's like, shots won't help, dude. Just doing shots of one liquor will not help. You need to set up a gauntlet on the table. It goes tequila, red wine, wasabi for some fucking reason. And you need to go through it a few times. It's a
brutal wheel.
It's all that gross stuff mixed together with
my morning routine.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you on next then.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
Can you ask Jake the Snake if he thinks Dusty's a beautiful bird?
Of course, but
wow.
But he has snakes, man.
His snakes will afraid eat of your snakes? Bird.
I would
no,
be worried.
Dusty will fight those snakes.
Oh, Dusty. All right. Dusty's the champion. Who was it? Coco Beware? Did he have the bird?
He did.
Yeah, Coco Beware thinks Dusty's a beautiful bird. And, guys, you can always send in your Streamlabs at any time during the show, and we will read them at the end of each segment.
So, Brad, are you familiar with the film Canyon Trail?
No,
Okay. Well, it's one of our viewers. His dad makes these Western movies, and he sent them to us. They're like pet project. They own like a Western museum and stuff. So they make these cowboy movies.
They own a museum.
So I'd like to show you the trailer for one of these movies. You can give us your honest opinion.
One of your viewers is Arch Hall Jr.
here's the first one. It's for Canyon Trail.
Sold.
Only one thin dime, you sir. One thin line. That's all it's going to take to see the huge man-eating plant.
If I thought you were back talking me,
I've been wondering when westerns were gonna make a comeback.
Nightmare at Six Flags.
Yeah, right.
This is like
the beta test of Westworld. It's like, well, things work didn't always work well here.
And the music,
Bone Tomahawk's not as good as I thought it would be.
is this a porn?
The music that they play in this scene is actually in the movie. This is not just for the trailer.
I would give you another lick with my skillet.
I ain't never been on anything went this fast before.
You know, there's a path that leads down into a canyon.
Cheers, Cielly.
Saves you a whole day.
Damn, that really was Kirstie Alley knockoff. That was a stunt double.
They should have just credited her anyway. She would have never have found out about it.
Spell it with a CH instead of a K.
Now, this is like the Southwest or Western version of, like, you know, the New England will run around in the woods and make a horror film, just kind of thing. Yeah. It's like, all right, we all got our cowboy costumes still. We had to have the midsection taken out a little bit, but all the same, we're good to go. Let's go run around in the canyon. Hey, Jeffro, you got your drone? Great.
This is a porn, though, right?
No, it's just a Western.
It's not a porn.
No.
It's like if Red Dead Redemption existed on the Sega CD.
Yeah.
I think I've seen her in a porn.
No.
Are you sure
you
this isn't a
trash.
Porn?
My mom said help him be after me. She's
married to Jon Snow in real
his
life.
Partners ain't dead already.
This is one of the movies, one of the few I had to tap out on.
You couldn't
and I couldn't
do it?
Finish it.
Oh no.
Yes, the acting is just terrible. Right. There's a lot of dialogue that you can tell had to be re-recorded, and it's not put back in very well.
They ADR'd this shit, and just, like, you could tell the people who were doing it were just like, wait, we need to do more on this fucking film? God damn it, fine. I've been there.
United States Marshal Trevor Cooper.
Steven Seagal is just horribly edited into the film.
You just have confused Travolta wandering around in the canyon.
Is every clip a different actor and actress, too?
Yeah, they have a lot. And you know what? There's like seven of these. This is a series of movies.
Oh, my God.
This is the finest casting you could expect from Craigslist. That's what you get here. No, the funny thing was, too, is when you mentioned the name of the film, so, like, I immediately just went to Google, and I forgot to add in the word movie. So the first thing is, like, Canyon Trail. It's a really well-reviewed... Oh, hiking trail. What happens when I put, two stars?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, put in Canyon Trail film. Yeah, it has two stars on IMDb. There's so many of them, though. Here's another one. This is Cactus Creek.
It's the same fucking thing!
Yeah.
At least they got a train.
Yeah.
Well, they had the guy inside the train earlier.
Well, you can tell, I mean... Here's the thing, you can tell this is a passion project.
Yes.
Like, the guy's not doing this thinking he's gonna, like, win an Oscar. He's making movies because he loves making movies. And on that, like, when you consider, like, you know, when you consider, like, the canyon shot he had in the last one, I don't know if that was stock footage or a drone, the fact that
it was
he's
a
like,
drone.
Hey, we'll just guerrilla footage, like, the fucking tourist train coming through. That'll be great. And then, mm-hmm. I mean, hey, he's going at it, so, I mean, while we make fun of this, let's just keep in mind, like, you know,
nope.
I haven't made a movie.
It's definitely above Derek Savage quality. That's for sure.
Where's Ernesto Estrada or whatever, the dude from Chips? Mama Estrada?
Eric Estrada.
Yeah, where's Chips at? This ain't got no fucking chips.
I just want Cool Cat to show up in a 10-gallon hat, and then it'll feel, like, complete.
Yeah, I'll take the creepy furry son of a ex-prostitute any day over.
He's not a prostitute.
He was a prostitute.
No, he wasn't. He was in Playgirl or whatever.
You know he's a prostitute.
You make up shit all the time.
A little bit.
Being an actor, really.
Like, I'm more impressed.
It feels a little bigger budgeted than your standard, like, David Dakota movie.
Yeah.
Well, that makes it worse, right?
Like, a talking cat had half a car.
They fucking killed it at the 24-hour film fest, sure.
I bet you this took a lot longer than 24 hours.
Ready for some lead, boy.
That was good, actually.
I would cast him. I would cast
him. Yeah, he was good. He was gold.
Yeah. Are you ready for some lead poisoning?
Come from, men don't hit little kids.
Next one.
Is he hitting kids?
I am like looking for a low rent Danny Trejo. Hair preferred. It's like, oh shit, man. I'm the hottest Mexican metal singer this side of that canyon.
Creek Canyon.
Dusty told me this trailer made him want to pluck his feathers out.
Wow.
Wow. This that's is a scathing review from Dusty the Bird.
Billy, I need you to brace yourself, but as I'm watching this, it does feel as though Dusty the Bird may be the spiritual successor to Vanilla Ham Ham. Instead of serving him delicious little food, though, we give him terrible little movie trailers for him to bird review.
Like a bird poop on them?
Here's another one for a horror film. We watched this by mistake. We were trying to find another movie, and this movie just played. It was on Kodi. We were using Kodi to try to find like an obscure movie.
Yeah.
And this movie played instead, and it was terrible. If it plays. And now it's not going to play.
It was just a black screen. It was horrible.
Oh, it has... So
were those cancer cells?
The movie
graphic.
Is...
graphic.
This movie, they spent most of their budget getting the guy that plays Pinhead in the Hellraiser movies to be in it.
Oh, yeah, Doug Bradley, yeah.
That's a good get.
Yeah. Suppose something sensational would happen right here in the park, something terrible even. People love bad news, don't they? They can't get enough of it. They lap it up. Everybody would want to come here to be in the place where it happened. Think of the news coverage. Think of the publicity. We could theme the rides, sell CDs, and be the talk of the town. And we would have an attraction here that no other amusement park would have.
You know, this proves that a good performance can actually overcome terrible lighting, cinematography, color correction, etc. Like, I was into that.
He's the only good actor in the movie.
That was not good.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
It wasn't. I mean, I'm not saying it was fucking great. This wasn't like, you know, this wasn't like the ultimate scene there from like There Will Be Blood, but as far as like when you're looking at something that you could tell it's like filmed on a dude's iPhone and he's like cutting it together using Windows Live Movie Maker, you're like, hey, he's actually acting.
Mm-hmm. You can do a lot with an iPhone.
Well, you can, but
that's the only scene he is in.
Yeah. Oh, he's only in it at the beginning and at the very end.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
But he said no to the latest Hellraiser movie.
I didn't even know that.
Did he say no, or did they tell him no?
No, I think he did. Oh, like wow. Hellraiser Revelations, I think so.
Wow. Oh, we'll just get Chris Pine. It's fine. Star Trek thing's dead. Mm-hmm. Let's just get Chris Pine and call it a day. That's all we need to do. We'll make it PG-13 like Venom.
I take it all back. This looks great.
No, it doesn't. It's terrible.
I am so fucking disappointed I couldn't have a bottle of Clinker Brick on hand for this show. I failed, Frown.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Makes you feel any better. We're watching shitty trailers. Yeah. Deal with it.
Was that the voice in my head? And I just shoved a microphone in my ear.
Oh, I like this lone wolf in the chat says, The Purge meets Six Flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Scream Park.
I'm pretty sure this is like the cinematic version of a video I saw put out by Daniel from Second Life recently. It's like, that's going to be the future of cinema. It's like taking YouTubers' visions of funny shit posts. Like, I can make a movie out of that.
Fuck yeah, look how great Slender Man was.
Yeah, they made Pixels. I mean,
yes.
Pixels is to film what Donald Trump is to the presidency. It's just, you can do anything.
Did Pixels win an award?
Somewhere, I'm sure. I'll look it up because I'm sure it happened.
One of my other favorites that we watched, favorite bad movies that we watched, was America 3000. Have you ever seen that?
No. Oh,
no. It's a Canon film. It's one of the Canon films.
Okay. Just to get back on this, so like, yeah, like Pixels won a whole bunch of Razzies, like worst actor, worst supporting actor, worst supporting actor, worst supporting actor, worst screenplay, yeah. But it also won the Golden Trailer Award. I don't know if this, I mean, the Golden Fleece.
Are those comparable to winning an American election for president? Because you compared him to Donald Trump earlier. I feel like it's a little unfair.
It won the Teen Choice Award. It was nominated for the Teen Choice Award, and it won the Joey Award in Vancouver. Point here is that it was proof that anyone can be anything if it has enough money behind it. Thank you, Sony.
Thank you. It had Q-Bert in it. It wasn't going to completely flop. Q-Bert's old school.
Out of retirement.
Yeah.
It had Loverboy on the soundtrack. How bad could it be?
Q-Bert, I just have to wonder, is this a Q-Bert comeback? Because is he going to be in the Wreck-It Ralph sequel? Because that's a make it or break it thing for me.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. I'm demanding my money back if Q-Bert's not in it, or the bear from Crystal Castles, either one.
or if Sarah Silverman has too many lines. I'll be like, I like
it. Yeah.
It sounded like metal wheels grinding against each other. Oh, that was the actress. I'm sorry.
So,
hey, Wizard of Kaz.
Is this the bird speaking
yes,
to me?
Yes, the bird is speaking to you.
It's Dusty.
Hello, bird.
Isn't Dusty just such a beautiful bird?
Gorgeous bird. If I was a pet person, I would wish to have a cockatiel like that.
That's wonderful. Now, America 3000 is a Canon Films film from the 80s about a post-apocalyptic future where women basically rule the world and men are treated like animals.
It's like if Hillary would have won.
Spock's brain?
It's a Cormac McCarthy novel? What? From your local stockist.
Brought to you by MGM UA. Hold on. There we go.
Oh, Christ.
It is 900 years after the Great Nuke, and the roles of women have changed dramatically. Much to the displeasure of men and mutants.
My erection disagrees.
That the character was amazing.
With a certain kick to it. America 3000. Meet Corvus. He's a Scot.
Fuck Barbarella.
Yeah, what is it that helps him? He like finds the president's bunker from the nuclear war.
The nuclear fallout. Yeah. And shows him that men actually used to lead the world.
Yeah.
He was like, wait, we can do this.
It has Hooked on Phonics, like some weird like future Hooked on Phonics, like
horse.
Yeah.
Horse.
This almost looks like a prequel to Battlefield Earth, I'll be honest with you.
He's a spy. He's a man who falls back into the 20th century and lands the most important job in America.
Did they put a fucking pun into the goddamn trailer?
Yeah.
They did earlier too, when they were like, "This movie's got kick to it."
Yeah.
Christ, I need to pay closer attention.
They have a really weird, awkward sex scene in this movie too, where the women are basically totally covered up, right?
Yeah, they're like covered in a sheet, and they have a little hole cut out where the man must do his dirty business through the hole.
So this is an Israeli film then. I mean, is Gal Gadot in it?
I wish.
How old? I mean, she was probably maybe not even born when this movie was made.
I think it was 87 maybe this movie came out.
I don't know how old she is.
She was conceived in that awkward sex scene. Probably, holy shit. Yeah. Now we're getting the serious canon.
The movie ends with the furry creature, like, holding a boombox on his shoulder, and then, like, as he jump in the air, and then it goes into a freeze frame.
Yeah.
It's, like, the cheesiest ending ever. It's perfect.
Yeah, dude, it's a canon movie. It's got to have breakdancing in it.
Yeah, even in the Masters of the Universe movie, they had like the cosmic key and they're playing it like an instrument.
Yeah.
America.
Mr. President.
The President.
The President.
The President.
Meet Vena, the virginal queen of the Thunder Warrior.
Sure.
It is up to Corvus and Vina to bring a little civilization back into the world.
What's it mean?
Honey Badger Radio, the movie.
Feel. I'm a man.
Corvus and Vina. Two lovebirds out to prove that love is the only thing worth nuking for.
Oh.
America 3000.
Yeah.
You think Trump would nuke for Melania?
I don't know.
I like to think he would.
There's no real love there. It's a marriage of convenience. Now, nuking for convenience, that's a movie I want to see.
He would nuke for Ivanka, right? Like,
oh, hardcore, man.
Yeah.
So long, Hawaii.
We didn't really want them anyways.
I've launched an attack on Kenya. It's that small island out in the Pacific. I've decided to destroy it so we don't have any more communist presidents. It's very good. It's a good idea.
But it's out of love.
It's out of love.
Love is the only thing worth nuking for. America 3000.
I gotta say, though, I do think one of the things I miss, like, dearly about the 20th century is how back then, like, you could make anything sound futuristic by attaching a something thousand to it. I mean, we even had Andre 3000. Yeah.
Andre 3000.
Yeah, consider it. I mean, how many movies, how many shows, like, even products, it's like, welcome to the Electrolux 2000. It's like, oh, that sounds like it hasn't been made yet. Oh, but it has! I get the future in my living room now. And with these movies, like America 3000.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds like future. I'm fucking game. Give me my $7 ticket.
Do we have a current equivalent of that?
No.
Fuck.
When they put the year that it takes place in before the movie, it's like, oh, the Bronx Warriors. Well, that could mean anything. Wait, 1990, the Bronx Warriors? That's the future.
I mean, didn't we have that? We had that in comics too, didn't we? Like, I remember, I think it was X-Men and Batman both did like.
There was a Spider-Man. There was a Spider-Man 2099. In the 90s.
Isn't the 2099 an entire universe in Marvel?
I don't know.
I thought.
I think you're right. I think that was where the X-Men one came in, and they had all of those characters that you couldn't be forced to give a fuck about. But hey, it's the future. It's franchise.
People in the Patreon chat are talking about Nuki. We just watched that one recently.
Oh.
That was a...
I almost couldn't get through that one either.
Half the script was just people saying Nuki.
Yeah, why is Nuki's nose running the entire movie? Why is there snot draining from Nuki's nose?
They only had so long to shoot the movie, and unfortunately it was on the week where the alien had a hell of a cold.
And a head cold. God damn it. Alright, can we see that out? We can't afford to do it? Fine. We'll say it makes him look cute. Let's go.
Mm-hmm. He's not used to this climate. It does... It causes horrible mucus. He's got pneumonia. Really... He's just going to die at the end regardless of
what
happens.
African desert air?
Yeah, Nuke's just a snot-nosed alien. That's all he is. He's just a punk, a kid. Yeah. Nuke,
son of a bitch alien could fly the whole fucking time.
Yes! He just flew! Out of nowhere.
What a prick.
You know, it's a bit like... Well, actually, I see better than the E.T. porno from Germany. I'm glad that's a thing, but I do love the fact, too, that, like, ultimately E.T. broke down to be, like, a biological universal remote, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, bye, E.T.
I love that there's four E.T. porno movies, and that it took them until the fourth one to actually spoof the plot of E.T.
I love
alien.
What was that trailer? I think it might have been Funny or Die, but somebody produced a trailer for E.T. 2 where E.T. comes back to save the Earth from invading aliens, and they even got, like, the original actor.
Just
what's
a
his
bit
name?
For
yeah,
the sweet boys.
Even a nut. Oh, but it's sweet boys.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was. I want to see that movie actually made now. Oh, Christ. Mm-hmm. Jables Boogly, you are in for a terrible night.
Hey, I think Jables is going to come out to the show tonight.
I think we're going to move on to the next segment here.
Goodbye, shitty movie trailers.
Yeah.
Nobody should have watched you.
Oh,
my God, really? We're going to crack it off right at the beginning.
I'm the only critic with the good kind of fairy drama. That's
because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
You can't mute me when I...
Yeah.
You can't mute me like that.
There was a gem released recently of cringe rap. And see this is Billy is a rap connoisseur.
Yeah.
And
he's a polymath.
Yeah. And I physically cringe when I watch shitty rappers on who lack self-awareness and they really think that they're the next
Tupac.
MGK. The next the Machine next Gun Rizzo, Kelly.
The next jizzer,
yeah.
The next jizzer.
They seriously put me on tilt. And this one I've actually seen a little bit of. It came out this week, if it's the one I'm thinking of. Oh god.
Here it is.
Yeah. It's taken so long for us to get to this point.
Oh god. I was thinking it, and then it actually happened.
We are going to make
Deerflick's first attempt at a musical.
America great again.
Yeah. The liberals are crying.
Wasn't he crying when he got cucked by that fucking girl on the CX stream?
Aaron?
Yeah, Aaron.
Yeah.
He got fucking punked out by her, and he was crying, right? He was.
I don't know if he was crying, but maybe.
I don't know. He's kind of a little simple bitch to me.
And now we're all flying. Never look behind.
I'm crying because of this terrible auto tune. My ears are bleeding.
Yeah, it's nice.
The entire song.
It's
too.
Nice to know that it's not just his politics that are tone deaf.
Oh, look at how angry Dusty's getting.
Yeah, Dusty.
Dusty's
puffing up.
And that is a pure white bird. You would think that he'd at least show solidarity, but he's like, nah, I can't even do that. It's right. Garbage.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Brad.
Oh, bird's sitting there like, am I gonna? We're gonna have to watch this whole.
The bird's calling.
We went deaf to the bias.
Hey, Brad.
We took a leap.
Oh, the bird wants your attention, Brad.
Isn't
done. Oh, okay, so the bird is talking to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God. I'm so glad you guys heard that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a local bird, Brad, isn't Dusty just a beautiful bird?
The most beautiful bird I've seen since Beretta.
Yeah.
But faith in a Trump state, because we always knew that it would guide us. Now we're winning so much that we might get sick of winning, but I don't think so.
This guy, like, he got outed for sniffing coke and stuff, but, and like, he should have just been like, yeah, sniff coke, yeah. What of it? But
yeah, dude.
But instead, he was like, oh, the devil made me do it.
No way.
Yeah. The devil made him do this?
No, okay. Like drugs.
The white devil made him shit rap.
Baked Alaska, if you're listening, I know you're a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, 1993 called. It wants everything back.
I don't know.
Everything.
I like his little Nike top there, but I'm wondering why it's not on fire right now.
What?
Dude, thank you. I was like, okay, so at one point is he just going to set himself on fire?
I wish he got caught for sniffing rat poison.
Stop in the house while they're peeping in the window.
What a terrible tattoo.
And I didn't think we'd get this far, but now we elected our hero. And I didn't want to bring this up, but illegals, you gotta go. This is my president.
Yeah, dude. You C-3PO, you illegal immigrant bastard.
Mexican-ass fucking android that he is.
Yeah.
Like, all of that, like... Excuse me, senor, but I have I have translated this. Oh, fuck off. I, honestly, like, I upload some cringy shit comedy.
But
The fact is like, somebody edited this whole thing, and then they had to watch it through to make sure, well, maybe they didn't, but they had to watch it, and they had to say, yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Let's
go with
that.
I love how they all, like, oh, yeah, go ahead.
Oh, no, so I was going to say, he should own the cocaine, man. Only drugs like that could create this genius.
White powder! White powder! White powder!
Hottest crossover with Rebecca Black, you can imagine.
I think
God,
it's...
Oh, God, yes.
Rebecca Black. Leave Rebecca Black out of this.
Not since Kid Rock and Sheryl Crow teamed up.
Oh,
I put your picture away. That's a good song. I do karaoke with that, and I get all the dudes in the bar to look at me.
This is my president. This is my president. This is my president. This
That's
is my
obligatory
president.
People president? Of color.
Random black kids are your president now? It's like, this is my president.
Yeah, what a catchy hook.
Just think, they voted Trump in, and now they can't wear Nikes. They can't watch the NFL. They can't.
They can only eat at In-N-Out now.
Yeah, they were expecting Trump to get rid of the illegals. Instead, Trump just got rid of was it NAFTA, so that he could send the job straight to Mexico. It's like who needs to get rid of the illegals when the jobs are going down there anyways? Fuck it, right? You guys totally won.
I'm going to take my edgy YouTube rapping career down to L.A. to make it big, you know, and then I'm going to have to, like, just bite my tongue every time I get one of those delicious fish tacos from one of them taco trucks. Like, yo, are you – never mind. $3? That'll be fine.
I mean, nobody's not going to stop eating tacos just because they don't support illegal immigration, right?
Like, we've got the recipes, Billy. We've got the recipe.
It's not the
Dude,
same.
Especially now that Taco Bell has fries. Fuck yeah.
There was recently it was said that Taco Bell is voted the number one Mexican restaurant in the United States.
That's a tragedy.
People like this voted it number one.
Where else has the Crunchwrap Supreme?
Like, we have, yeah, exactly. We have a reality TV star president. Yeah. And when you're talking about Mexican food, yeah, of course you're going to say, well, Taco Bell's. Yeah. Where else can you get
They
Mexican
turn Doritos
food?
Into a taco.
That's smart. Crunchwrap Supreme is seriously one of the best pieces of fast food you're ever going to get. It's like a hot pocket of true value.
The cheesy gordita crunch.
Yep.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Yep. Everything I need in a taco and then some.
Everybody talks about how
quesarito.
Yes.
Like, oh God, yeah.
The quesarito, dude. Like normally you go to a Mexican restaurant, you have to order a burrito and a quesadilla separately. Not Taco Bell, one fucking thing and it's all delicious.
It's all there.
Like we Americanize this shit. We just put one thing down, put cheese on it, let it melt and roll another thing up in it.
Every once in a while, they just get rid of the tortilla altogether and wrap the taco up in a
piece
like of chicken.
It's like mutated Mexican food. They took like two types of Mexican food and mutated it into one.
Dude.
They took Mexican food and they made it particularly for stoners. That was it.
Well, yeah,
dude, it's the Mexican food that exists in the movie America 3000.
Yeah.
Dusty eats his own shit, and he wouldn't even eat Taco Bell.
Whoa.
Wow. Dusty.
Whoa, Bird. Dusty. Listen, I was calling you the spiritual successor to a much bigger YouTube animal, but I think you're kind of fucking that up here.
Yeah, you might be the spiritual successor to Alex Jones with that mouth.
Yeah.
Naughty boy.
He doesn't have a mouth. He has a beak.
True. I rescind my prior comments. Let's watch more of this bullshit garbage trash rap.
Okay. This is my president. This
Just in case it didn't sink
president.
In, who your president
Trump is my president.
This is like watching Trump. Andy Worski's stand-up, I swear.
He had stand-up?
Andy Worski, yeah. Sure. Trump might be his president, but rapping is not his talent.
No. Honestly, too, how do you fuck up putting the hat on, too? It's like you're trying to make America great again, but nobody can see you.
He looks like he's like if Ted Nugent was a Muppet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. It's like Ted Nugent, the Muppet, shows up on Sesame Street. Like, hey, Big Bird, we're going to make America great again. How? Terrible rap videos. just follow me on this.
Well, the purple puppets, we're going to get them out of the country first.
Yeah. Yeah. There's
Twitter
that
bugs gone.
I saw you had a puppet with a hijab. That's right. Let's Saudi Arabia that bitch.
Ouch.
Too much is exposed.
Ouch. It's a little too close to home.
The next song I have is it's called Sonic Rhyme Boom.
Is this by Christine Chen?
I think it's Sonic Rhyme by Boom.
Sonic Rhyme.
Can we just like take the title, imagine what it is, everybody else is, and then move on?
I'm pretty sure it's a Flat Earther song. Sonic Rhyme, boom.
Now you see,
Mike,
some
the
people trying to tell me
zero.
That's like ponies and shit, right? And I'm
right?
like, Fuck that. These 20s all filling up inside of me. Just look up and see those rain clouds filling the sky. Filling your eyes, diggity cry like Pinkie Pie's birthday. Worst day of a life. Friends going in, acting a fool. What? Put your Pinkie Pie out of the loop. What?
You
with
like it?
No.
Main,
no. That pain
that the I don't want to like it, but I have to.
I'm impressed that they're trying to do it over this beat. This is the Busta.
It's the Watsky.
Oh, is it a sampled beat?
Yeah. It's Busta. Yeah. Right?
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, it was Watsky, and then who was the one who came after him? You know, Paler Kid Raps Faster, Mac D.
Mac no. Lethal?
Who was it?
Mac what, Lethal. Mac Lethal.
Yeah, yeah, Mac Lethal. He's like, yeah, I'm going to spit some faster Paler fucking rhymes.
Yeah,
he like almost blew a lung doing it.
Fast raps are cringy in themselves because usually they're only done to try and impress people, and they usually only impress like people who don't like music. They just like
whatever, yep. Dude. My cat likes it.
My cat loves Dusty the bird. Loves fast rap.
Let's be honest, Watsky evolved like. Watsky evolved well. Like he's refined his shit, and like, you know, he went from Pale Kid Raps Fast, which he cringes about now.
Well, yeah.
To pretty decent raps, and it was funny because one time Joe Rogan, it was like about 4 years ago, Joe Rogan featured one of Watsky's spoken word performances from like his early college, high school days, whatever. And he was just bagging on it. And even Watsky came out like, yeah, I kind of cringe about that shit, too. I make better shit now, though. Yeah.
Yeah, I like Watsky a lot. I like Mac Lethal a lot. But those, like, fast rap videos, they're done for a reason. They're done to become viral videos because people are like, oh, wow, he says, like, 800 words in 4 seconds. I love that.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. Well, I mean,
when they were done in the beginning, it was impressive because it was a new thing. It's like, wow, that's an impressive thing I haven't seen before. And now people are like, I can do better than that thing which came out 10 years ago.
I think okay, everybody who does spoken word is in a part of their life where they feel like they can change the world. And for some reason, they feel like they're going to do it through poetry, which I'm not sure if anybody's ever done that.
The Wild well, Stallions.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
They did. They did.
I take it all back. They all just need a Rufus. Is it Rufus?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Rufus.
George Carlin.
They need a George Carlin Doctor Who to show up and set him straight.
It is.
It is.
I never thought of that
he
before.
Is oh, totally. Doctor, goddammit.
Yeah, the TARDIS happens to be a phone booth.
Yeah.
This time around.
Like a police box. Yeah. Originally it was a police box. Well,
the TARDIS originally was able to change form to anything, but right. In like certain of the 50s and or whatever got stuck to it.
It's the chameleon box. Circuit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was even an episode in which it was a dresser. Had to climb in through the drawer.
They went to Narnia.
Yeah. The doctor meets Mr. Tumnus.
Yeah. Like, if he was still alive, I would take George Carlin as the doctor, especially after the last iteration where like he's a cranky old man who's got really funny quips.
There's one slot left in Smash Brothers, and Nintendo is looking for a beautiful bird to join.
Well, who better?
Dusty's in Smash.
I mean, Brad can vouch as a fellow Central Illinoisan.
Oh Christ! Well, chat. I know some of you. At least one of you is capable. Can you please take Dusty the Bird here and give him a confirmed for Smash GIF?
Confirmed.
Yes.
Dusty confirmed for Smash. Yes.
Steak and firm for Smash.
So I'm going to skip the rest of this one, and I'm going to play the next one.
I mean, it's a brony rap, fast rap. I think we can all agree that we're better off not listening to it.
Maybe it gets really slow and dark by the end of it, though. Like,
it becomes brooding.
Let's say.
He's talking about the first time he ate unicorn meat.
Menace. You're just like, no, I want to come up with a reason we need to sit through this.
Absolutely not.
Uh-oh.
Dude, aren't you our driver?
Is he speaking
Spanish?
Okay.
He's talking about getting the pussy. I'm gonna fuck a girl, but I can't. Because they're all lesbians, and they're all scared of dick. Back into English to digress the fact that lesbians are scared of his dick.
Yeah.
I wanna get high.
Because bitches don't like to fuck. So bitches don't fuck. So I
think he talks to everyone like this.
He's not even rapping.
Yeah. He like expresses his feelings about what he sees to other people.
He's pitching woo to the broad holding the phone up at him. He thinks he's gonna take her home. He's like, my stop is next. I gotta give my A game.
Bitches are whack.
He's been on that subway car since 1996. He missed his stop for 22 years.
He's got like a Bugs Bunny jacket.
And a Bugs Bunny voice, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it a Bugs Bunny jacket or is it a Space Jam jacket? I can't tell.
Oh, dude, Space Jam's dope.
Maybe it is.
I hope it's Space Jam.
They just don't want to fuck, so I get high.
They just don't want to fuck, so I get high.
So I get high.
He gets high.
I get high because bitches are whack.
Does he get high off helium balloons?
Bitches are whack.
I get high because bitches are whack. That's dope, dude.
So are you going to get on stage and do pinwheel tonight?
Tonight I'm going to get high because bitches are whack. I'm not going to do pinwheel.
Who's with me, audience?
Hey, everybody. Bitches are whack, right? Let's get high. Boo. Get off the stage.
They don't know nothing. Ha. I get high because bitches are whack.
It looks like he's shrinking.
I think he's melting.
Looks like he's shrinking to me. I mean, he's like he's getting smaller in his
Dorothy
giant
just poured water
jacket.
On him. I'm melting. Whoa. That's violent. Wow. That's why the women don't want to have sex with him. He's gonna hurt them.
Wet as a salmon's knapsack at this point, seeing that kind of thrusting action. Look at that guy. He's been practicing that shit.
Could you imagine him climbing up on your face?
He's just a baby.
You're seeing it too. He's shrinking.
It's the Benjamin Button of subway rap.
Hey Ben.
Yes.
Dusty, a beautiful bird.
Yes. He is an absolutely beautiful bird.
All day, pass the fuck. Yeah, that's what I want to do, but I can't do it because girls, oh man, when I pull this fucking gun out, poof, bitches be like, woo!
Can you believe spice is legal in some places?
Yeah, what the hell?
Did the subway bell ring and then it turned the channel from rap to talk radio?
He really kind of is the human incarnation of all those late 90s Bugs Bunny shirts where Bugs Bunny's like
the cross colors.
Bugs Bunny got cornrows and stuff.
Who are the crisscross? Yeah.
Bugs
crisscross
Bunny
kids would always.
But he's managing it. You understand?
Crisscross make you want to jump.
Yeah, is he wearing his pants backwards?
Bitch, it's not even that big. The fuck he's scared of?
The fuck are you scared of? It's not even that big.
Yeah.
What are you scared of? Probably everything but the dick.
Yo, bro, we gotta try. I need to find some different type of
slim Jim.
Yeah.
The problem with the dick is that it's attached to Rosie Perez on bath salts, who happens to be taking the M train.
It didn't happen again, Beely. You happened again, Beely.
He's about to do the opening dance number for Do the Right Thing.
Upper, New Jersey, maybe Florida, maybe LA. These girls out here are cold.
Yeah, it's not even rap anymore. It's just him, like...
I'm intrigued.
I'm waiting for someone to, like, come up and taser him or something.
Honestly?
With him like acting like this, the way that the angle is too, and the background, it sort of now looks like the subway car is launching into the sky.
Rocket Man,
bro, you can't turn these bitches.
Holy shit!
This is how. This is the beginning of Space Jam 2.
He's on a flying bus.
He's flying into space to save the world from Charles Barkley and LeBron James.
Like the last shot in Greece.
Turn this bitches. All these bitches are gay. Yeah. You know what? They turn me gay. I be gay.
Excellent.
Banged out, dude. Holy shit. See, this is what I love, too. I love seeing radical centrism actually expressed in public.
They made me gay.
As a matter of fact, they made me turn gay. Plot twist. So this guy's going to outer space to butt fuck the Moon Stars, basically.
Yeah.
We've deduced that.
Now he's got to go on a little bit of Mons, you understand. He's got to get out to Mars with Elon Musk. He's got to show up there and actually, like, lay down those fat rhymes to explain how the New York subway works. We're on it.
I like they hired this guy just to explain to people how the New York subway works. Like, this is a promotional ad.
Yeah.
Sitting below the map, I would love it. Wait a second. Is that New York or is that Boston?
No, that's Boston. And he's wearing a Patriots hat, so... Yeah.
Oh, you know, holy shit. I'm sorry, this makes so much more sense to me right now.
Yeah.
I love... But Boston is like... Boston's like 40 minutes away from me. I go down there all the time. Yeah. Yeah, this is Lawrence Boyd. This is where 36 homes caught on fire because the gas mains weren't actually tended to correctly.
Yeah. I saw that. That was, like, what, yesterday? Houses were blowing up randomly?
I caught so much shit on Twitter because I'm like, well, Lawrence is a shithole, so they're public works nightmares. You can't really fucking, like, well, this is Andover. I'm like, okay, is that a defense? But, yeah, it's the, yeah, no, this is, yeah, that was, Lawrence once boasted the purest heroin in the entire country. Boast. There are dirt. There were, at one point, dirt streets because the public works resurfacing projects were just canceled because they didn't have the money and fuck. And nobody there gave a fuck.
See, you guys keep bringing up Boston. Now Dusty's going to start chirping more than a feeling into my ear at all hours of the night.
That is the most beautiful bird if you do that. I want a bird. I want a bird that will sing Boston to me.
Yeah. I've already got a cat that'll sing Kansas.
Dust in the wind gets old after a while, kitty.
Yeah. Boston had way more hits, so.
Yeah.
So we're gonna do a segment that we haven't.
Billy Mays presents Stupid Ads TV.
All right, so this is Stupid Ads. Basically, we're gonna start watching an infomercial after we've seen enough of it. Then we're gonna take a guess as to what we think the price of that product will be.
Mm. Nice.
And whoever's the closest to it wins.
Price is right.
And actually, you know what? Before I do that, I promised I would read these Streamlabs, so let me do that really quick. I don't want people to feel ignored by me. Let's see. One of the things that annoy me about modern hip-hop and rap is the overuse of auto-tune to the point it sounds like the song was performed by the Mac Speak from 1997 Mac. Or is this the first cyborg rapper?
He's definitely not a cyborg.
Roosh V is working on part two. I don't know what that means.
Trump is my president part two.
Oh, is it?
That means, that means how to be a creepy fuck and fuck a bunch of dudes like a boss. That's his next thing.
Nice.
Dragon in the West said, Nick, you've gone too far with your last promo. Put some Rogaine on your face. You don't look right without facial hair. Pinky's up for the beard.
So mean.
It was necessary. And also that I ended up with a date rapist stash. And I had to look at myself in the mirror. And my own daughter saw me and she's like, why is your mustache like that? I'm like, what? Oh, Christ, that's right. I made it creepy for a video, and I never shaved. Had to go. I love that Artie Lang joke that he told. Oh, that's Norm MacDonald joke. And he said, Artie Lang told him one time, like, yeah, they compared me to a date rapist. And he's like, oh, wow, you must have made a great impression. And he's like, what do you mean? And he's like, well, a date rapist clearly makes a better impression than a regular rapist.
Oh, my God.
And I was all like, when I heard that joke, all I could think about was that mustache. So
here's the.
By the way, what is our dear friend Dusty think of Norm MacDonald?
Norm MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Next level right here.
Norm MacDonald at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was pretty great.
Yeah, Norm MacDonald,
I don't know if you've ever seen that, but that it's pretty awesome. Yeah, I like it.
He doesn't give a shit. He'll say whatever the fuck he wants. He's in trouble right now for the Me Too movement.
First ad is the Ready Reacher.
The Ready Reacher?
How many times have you accidentally dropped something where it falls just out of your reach?
All the time.
I love the ones that start off with a bunch of every questions. Hour. There has got to be a better way.
Hi, Anthony Sullivan here for the Ready Reacher, the incredible, extendable, handy helper that grabs and gets
just my
what
antenna.
You
can.
Yeah. I'm a fucking Australian who figured out how to put a fucking magnet at the end of an extendable rod. I'll rip some cunt's fucking radio antenna off.
Is it a magnet?
A magnet to it.
How's a magnet pick up a $20 bill?
The price is going to be $20.
Well, it can't be $20. It's only a $20 bill.
I'm going to say $14.95.
I'm going to say...
Use Ready Reacher in the car to get in that impossible-to-reach area. The Ready Reacher uses a super sticky goo pad.
Ah, it's a goo pad. That shit's going to run out eventually.
Yeah, that goo pad, they have to give you at least a couple refills, right? Like, how many refills?
Yeah, man, that thing's just a DNA swab.
Honestly, the future of market capitalism, I think, is in selling replacement goo pads at this point.
Is it prostitution if you give somebody a Ready Reach around? since you're using the fucking stick, right?
Yeah, maybe.
The grips and-
if it's for more than $14.95.
Perhaps what your fingers can't find. Lost the remote? If you can't reach it, Ready Reach it. In the car,
no way.
Ready Reach is the best.
Have a clitoris, this thing will find it.
You know, I had a conversation with Dusty about Anthony Sullivan, and we both feel sorry for Anthony Sullivan because he made a career for himself for being Billy Mays' best friend. Oh. And now that Billy Mays is dead, it's like they have to rely on Anthony Sullivan to be like their main spokesman.
But at least now I can pick up my remote.
Yeah.
All he can do is roll around in his piles of money that he can pick up from 1.5 feet away.
Yeah, because he keeps dropping his money underneath his car seat.
He can pick up all the Billy Mays ashes.
Get into that impossible to reach area without ever busting a nail or a knuckle.
Drop your cell phone.
He's already picked up a $20 bill and a quarter with this. He's made his money back if it's under $20.
He's going to the arcade.
Yeah.
It's for the Ready Reach.
Honestly, my dumbass would just be using this just to switch the channels on the radio.
That's not bad.
I want to re-edit this video in like an update version too. It's like, are you just fucking lazy? Do you not want to get up out of your chair, but you still want to grab?
That's
a small
what most of
don't anything.
Most of these
this. Bang. That's right.
Most of these commercials are just, are you lazy? I mean, that's the whole point of most of these products.
Because there's like a certain number of people that if they're up at 3 a.m., they're lazy pieces of shit, and they will buy whatever you tell them to. It's just,
what do we have here, too? It isn't even like, this is something you're going to keep at home. This is like, are you in the car and you're not on your phone? Here's a device to help you get your phone without looking while try to drive. Oh, I love it. It's like, and it's a flip phone too, so it's just about the time we already knew that was a problem.
I hope that they also use it like at the drive through window at a fast food joint, like the person's holding your change, like, oh yeah, hang on, I can't really reach my there we go.
Grabbing your ice cream cone.
Welcome to the Easy Reacher Plus with 3 extra size. just reach it out and sometimes. Don't worry about it. It'll grab something eventually. It's like the fucking Predator's night vision. Look at that.
How much? How much?
Fucking formation.
How much do you think it cost?
Oh, this thing?
Yeah. They'll probably throw in more than one. They usually do too.
I say it's like $69.95.
Jesus.
It's too valuable.
Holy shit.
It's too valuable.
$2.99, and we'll throw in 4 more just for the sake of you having sat through this video.
We've watched, 30 seconds? In 30 seconds, he's already made $20.25 by picking shit up with this thing. It's going to pay for itself. It's $69.95 within a month. It's going to pay for itself. You're going to pick up all types of money with it.
It's like a metal detector if you don't want to dig for shit.
I think this got you a tax deduction under the Affordable Care Act, so let's continue.
Let's see. It is
I've seen them pick up more money with this. They're picking up more.
Oh, no. You get, yeah, $10, and then you get like a light with it.
No way.
If you've got a bad back or a weak back, don't bend.
Let
the Ready Reacher grab it for you. Find anything from a tiny eyeglass screw to a necklace.
Oh my gosh.
There's a light that comes with it.
This is nuts. And for $10.
$10.
Yeah, I thought $69.95 was a steal.
Yeah, you get a flashlight, you get an 80s car radio antenna, you get a magnet.
You obviously get a lot of girlfriends because
does it have a laser pointer? That way you can actually aim at what you're trying to pick up behind the stove.
Mm-hmm. It's eye candy.
Because if they don't, I'm copywriting this product right now.
Eye candy says she likes bending over to pick up things. Boycott Ready Reach. You know what? She's just changed my mind. I was a big fan of Ready Reach, but if this means more women are not going to be over in front of me, because I want women to bend over in front of me. I'm a pervert. I want to look at their butts.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
You got to get the Ready Reach, though. That way you have basically a riding crop made of really cheap aluminum that you can just...
Mm-hmm. You don't want a riding crop to be made of cheap material. It's going to break off and scratch the sphincter. You need to really be able to whip with that thing.
It's gonna break off. Oh, okay. I didn't know we were getting into the invasive surgical.
I need a police grade riding cup.
You just said you're a pervert. Yeah. And that's why you wouldn't even walk up to Chloe Dykstra.
At the
convention.
She could smell it on me.
She was right near us, and I'm like, hey, go try to get your picture taken with her.
I was like, no.
He's like, no, I'm not even going anywhere near that.
I'm not going near her. She tried to Me Too Chris Hardwick. And I know I'm more guilty than Chris Hardwick.
Yo, fellas, if you're out there and you're worried about getting Me Too'd and shit, you know what? You need to just get down with the hashtag #MeOne movement. Like, I didn't fuck with that bitch. She was trouble, and I knew she'd be a nightmare. That's why I didn't bother. By the way, Ready Reacher is only $10 right now.
Yeah.
You sell two for $15 if you use coupon code Drunken Peasants.
I wish.
Dusty told me that he wants this thing to scratch his cloaca, so just take that for what it's worth.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, Crank
Dusty, is that worth $10 to you as a bird?
It usually goes for like $30.
That's a fucking bird deal right there. You need to get on that shit. Look at him. Love it.
He's flapping his wings. He's got his wings raised.
Todd's asking, where's Wallace? Show. There's too many people on the show to show Wallace right now. There's just not enough room. Yeah. All right. The next one is the Crank Chop.
Hi, it's Vince with Crank Chop. The chop.
And you know what? This is an ultimate.
Oh, my God. Mind is being blown right now.
This is a great comeback story.
Hey, it's Vince. The other day, I practiced this product on about 10 prostitutes in my shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, man. How this guy came back from that. And he's back. Mm-hmm.
Didn't he have the slap chop before?
Yeah, and he beat up a hooker.
Yeah.
And went to jail.
Didn't she bite off his tongue?
She tried to bite his tongue.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why he beat her up.
Yes, that's why it's a good comeback story. He's doing this speech without a tongue. It's amazing.
But I cleaned up the whole crime scene with the Miracle Mop. Boom, 50% off.
It's going to chop all your food in a matter of seconds. Let's get cranking. Blades are at the bottom. Food goes in. Peppers, onion, ham. Close the lid. Pull the crank. One, two, 3 seconds, and you're done.
So it's kind of like the slap.
I want this.
Crank start your chicken salad like your broken fucking lawnmower. This is going to be great. Ah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't think this is better than the slap chop.
It's what? You crank instead of slap.
I like slapping.
Yeah.
Oh. But that is instant dip.
Yeah.
You crank the shaft or do you slap the salami? Like, I'm a slapper.
For a perfect omelet every time. Cabbage, one, two, coleslaw.
Look at how fast he made coleslaw.
You can do that with a slap chop.
Yeah, dude.
The slap chop doesn't even have a fucking lid. You just put it over the thing and you're like, bah, 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 bah.
Add radishes, carrots, kale. The more you crank, the finer it gets. Look at that. This $200 food processor, like a jigsaw puzzle.
Throw it away.
Like
that's garbage.
Where are you going to put this thing?
Oh my God. Okay, fuck it.
Wow.
Fuck it. He's in the jungle.
This shit is some Contra shit right here. This is like some fucking Nicaraguan rebel motherfucker. Like, I'm done with this fucking, I'm done with Big Blender being able to take over this small country and by virtue of that America with its cocaine. You know what? Put a bunch of coke leaves in here. Bang, bang, bang. What do you got? Fucking 8-ball. There you go. Let's go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
On salsa, but do you really have the time? Put tomatoes, onion, cilantro, a few cranks, and you'll have the best homemade salsa. Think healthy. Add carrots, feta cheese, cranberries.
Just throw it out your other fucking window.
So, how much does everyone think this?
Part of a bird that its waist
priceless. Fucking priceless.
I say $14.95.
And to think that this dude outlived Billy Mays.
$19.99.
He just knew how to put his fucking luggage away.
Well, that's because Billy difference. Mays didn't share his cocaine with the prostitutes. Fucking mainline that shit. I'm going to say this is like $4.
All right, here we go. Let's see.
$10.
Wait, $10. Does the baby come with it?
No.
Oh my God. It's $19.95. They got minorities to try it. Got you it. Know it works.
Good job. Yeah. $19.95, and you get two of them.
Two of them?
$19.95?
Hang on. So then they're $10 a piece.
Yeah, but we just go by whatever price they show.
Yeah, man. All the bonuses, they're all part of the package.
Yeah. Whatever.
We leave the math up to FedEx before they drop all it off.
All we care about.
We're not including shipping and handling.
Yeah, we don't even care about the shipping and handling. We want that spicy little number.
I encourage you to read up on the rules to this game before we play the next time, Nick.
Hey, did you know DHL was still a thing? Well, now you do. It's going to be there between September 3rd and maybe July 4th. At some point in that point, DHL will show up.
I'm turning on 9/11 mode. I'm starting 9/11 mode right now. Everyone who's watching that wants to do 9/11 mode, send in $9.11, and I will drink directly from this bottle of booze.
And I'm also going to do 14.92 mode.
Are you telling me I killed this entire bottle of Jameson Stout Caskmates for free?
Yeah, just right now?
Up, dude, you fucked up.
Damn, okay. Well, this one's called the Green Gobbler.
The Green Gobbler?
The Green Gobbler.
This is hot. This is a sex
clogged one. Or slow-moving drains can be a real nightmare. Hi, Anthony Sullivan.
Don't you hate it when you over-piss in your shower and your feet smell like urine?
Yeah.
Every time you stomp a turd down the drain and it just meets that U-bend end and doesn't move on, I've got just the thing.
Just take a shit in a cheese grater.
Gobbler, the safe, simple, totally green solution for unclogging and clearing slow-moving or blocked-up pipes. Just pour in one
pre-measured... Everyone's favorite Spider-Man villain.
I know every time I see a fucking... It almost looks like a candy package. Just a plastic package
full of... Why aren't you wearing your sunglasses, Razor Fist?
Chemical powder?
Let's go.
Whoa.
You just got called Razor Fist, by the way, Nick.
Right, I'll tell you what. Yeah, no. You know what? Yeah, that was you gave $5. I'll be right back.
Oh shit!
Is he gonna be Razor Fist? Yeah, this is powdered Drano. I mean, how is this cutting edge, really?
It's Pop Rocks and Drano.
I love it when they do these experiments with all the beakers and stuff, acting like it's science.
Add on water.
Ooh.
And watch. The secrets are proprietary green formula.
It's proprietary.
And emulsifies.
This is inside you right now.
Grease, hair, soap.
That would be dope if they had a Green Gobbler colonic.
Feminine products, toothpaste, shampoo, almost everything.
Yeah, that looks nasty.
And causes buildup and back.
Did he take a dump in that?
Speaking of Taco Bell.
Yeah. Oh,
we've
man.
Seen the aftermath.
Ugh, I'm gonna have a reverse enema. I'm gonna puke. That was so gross.
Wow. I'm saying $14.95.
$100.
I'm gonna say $19.99.
It's 100.
This cleans you out better than a colonoscopy. I'm gonna say about $14.99.
Whoa!
Dusty says chirp.
It's $100.
Let's see.
Getting a plumber
you
to come to the house
like a
is
whole
like
box
250.
Of it. Oh, gross.
See, $223.
No, it's $12.99. Oh shit! Oh, wow. All tour.
Drink up, Benny.
It looks like you just
get comes free.
One pre-measured pack
for just $12.99. But wait, I'm not just going to double your offer. I'm going to triple it.
Oh,
absolutely free, and you'll get absolutely free shipping and handling. Oh. No hidden fees. Green Gobbler, just $12.99.
Stop
free.
Showing the tube. My God, it's so gross.
Someone's making stuffing.
Who was it that paid $5? Because I want to know if you're. fucking happy.
Why drink straight from the bottle when you have a perfectly good shot glass right there in Billy's stomach?
You want to take a belly shot, Benjamin?
I'll do it for $9,999.
Wow. Who are you, Billy Mays? Did you take two?
And 99 cents.
Did you take two?
No. There was I'll have to do that. All right, the next one is called Blox. B-L-O-X.
B-L-O-X.
Yeah.
We all get embarrassing stains and have to live with them all day. Kids are stain magnets and ruin clothes.
Fucking children are terrible. Fuck these kids. Get rid of them.
Yeah. It's the morning after pill.
Roblox. You'll never have to talk to your children again.
Hi, Jason Williams here.
This is a new one.
Stainproof with
I don't recognize this guy.
Blox keeps your clothes looking like new.
Which means this product is going to suck.
Yeah.
I think he's trying to be like an Anthony Sullivan parody.
It blocks stains.
Yeah, a lot of these spokesmen, you know, they have accents. And Billy Mays, he just talked very loud.
This guy probably worked at Home Shopping Network for a smidgen.
Yeah, maybe.
And they picked him up and they're like, look, we need you to sell our stupid fucking
stains before they even start. It's easy to use. Just add Blox to your wash. Watch this unprotected dress.
Just jump full of concrete into your washing machine.
Just watch. After unprotected sex, add Blox to your child's juice box.
Fruit punch. It's ruined. This dress has been washed.
So it keeps the stain from soaking in.
With Blox. Look, what the fuck? Still clean.
Yeah, that's genius.
Look at this.
When you're cradling your dying daughter in the middle of a fucking horror movie, you won't have to remember it after you put it through the wash one time.
You plan on pumping your butt cherry tonight?
Isn't Dusty just such a beautiful bed?
Dusty, your beautiful bed.
Free! Amazing! Blox blows hundreds of stains. Cola! Coffee!
Jism.
Even muddy water are no match for the stain blocking power of Blox.
Suddenly, Blox is going to be suddenly like strongly endorsed by the Catholic Church.
Yes.
They'll show up on children's clothes no matter what!
New V lights won't show.
The inadvertent stains that come with waterboarding all of your victims.
That's not bad.
Bound to be some splashback.
Like, if this shit was real, why wouldn't, like, the U.S. Army just soak their fucking clothes in it? Like, wouldn't they have industrial-grade Blox?
No, it's because blood, when it gets in your skin, it gets in your veins. It makes you fruit warrior and the dirt, because Afghanistan's full of opium.
This is what happens when you vote Trump.
More dinner disasters. With Blox, cleanup is quick and easy. Like, the spill never happened.
State is ruined.
Okay, so, what do you think? I say $14.95.
$9.99.
$5.99. $24.95.
Okay.
He says 10 pounds of seed.
Is it Jell-O?
Let's see.
Did they just have a fucking Briss?
Where is it? Where is it? $19.99.
Whoa.
I missed it. I saw it for a second there, but yeah.
They just soak the baby's diaper in Blox so when it shits itself.
With Blox, you only need one set of diapers for every child.
For real. The turd just falls out the back.
It just slides out.
Yeah, pops out the small of the baby's back. You coat the fucking baby in Blox.
All right. This next one's called The Wizor.
The Wizor?
Yeah.
Be here for this.
Oh no. Oh, you ripped a hole in your brand new shirt. Dumb. Those retail store tags can be such a nuisance.
Oh my god, this bitch is like either incapable of doing basic things or she keeps fucking her own clothes up.
That's your white privilege talking.
It's great to have you on, Brad. Love your videos on cool. Song of the South and the Bigfoot Porn Films XDBTW. Dusty is a beautiful bird.
Oh. You are a beautiful bird.
So I gotta take another shot. Did you do a review of the Song of the South or something?
A year or so ago, yeah.
Wow, yeah, I had that on VHS. My mom like taped it off of the Disney Channel when I was a kid back in the day.
Nice.
So, because now it's hard to find, right?
Yeah, you can get it now. Like, In Japan, Disney has like officially released it.
Oh,
like,
really?
They don't give a shit over there. Like, oh yeah, we'll take that. Here, you could just get it on like bootlegs and like third party DVDs and shit, YouTube.
When's the last time they released that in Japan? Like,
no, it's like officially on DVD, like in Japan.
Yeah, really? They don't give a shit there.
And yeah.
They're all mostly like, I mean, like, it never affected them in their history.
They don't give a shit, but Disney's willing to make money off that, but they won't let James Gunn direct the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy 3?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fair point.
Yeah, but dude, James Gunn didn't give us Splash Mountain.
True.
It's true. There's a pancake restaurant in Myrtle Beach called Tar Babies. And like, and like the sign and everything. I can't believe it still exists. It's so. I'm gonna pull it up really quick because it's just so weird.
How are the pancakes though?
I haven't had it. My friend told me about it, and I was like, "There's no way." And he pulled it up and showed it to me, and I was like, "Wow, really? There actually is."
That's a great logo.
Yeah, it's he doesn't.
Oh, what?
Yep.
Wow. That's you know what? I know what I'm doing. I'm going for it, and no one can tell me otherwise. And
you're going there?
I'm sure Baked Alaska is going to make a really good music video there.
Honestly, like, say what you want, but it says buffet in the title, so I'm at least, if I'm driving by and I'm hungry, I'm at least gonna going to check it out.
Yeah, but dude, their gravy is just going to be straight up tar. Like, it's probably called that for quite a literal reason.
Just basically, it's just like Crisco in the mix of like the ashtray.
You don't
outside.
Know that. The restaurant's not called Tar Gravies.
Oh. Good point.
That's true.
Look, if there's one thing I know about racism, is that it's delicious.
Isn't
And that any of these products will clean all of that tar right the fuck up.
I'm but curious not personally as to what this bitch is problem.
Choosing the Wizard Wall scissors.
She tried to pull one of those little plastic tag things off of her clothes, and she ripped a hole in her new clothes.
Simply peel and stick the Wizard in your closet, your kitchen, your garage, your laundry
and
room.
You'll never
go searching for scissors again. Don't chip your...
So it's a rack for scissors?
She's pulled her fucking tooth out, dude.
What'd you say?
Oh. Hang on, I'm sorry. This looks like she's... Is this for circumcision or what? What is this?
Yeah, this is the bris.
...is trying to remove tags.
Oh.
Whether it's a pair of pants, a backpack, towel...
Oh, okay. So it's just a thing that cuts the little plastic tags off.
If this is more than $2, you're getting ripped off.
I'm saying five
$2,
bucks.
$1.99.
Because I bet you get more than one. You might get like four of them.
You can get the damn woman with the damn thing, and I still wouldn't pay $19.95 for this.
$14.99.
You can run your fingernails through it.
Actually... That wouldn't be too bad.
Antonovich said that Dusty was an ugly bird.
Ugly-ass bird, yeah.
Yeah.
And he paid $50 bucks to say.
He's obviously lying.
Well,
obviously.
Yep. Or sporting goods. They always have those pesky retail tags.
All right, I'm saying those pesky ad blocks.
Those pesky ad blocks.
So I say $14.99.
This is the mundane misses. $14.99? Nah, dude. Are they giving you the racket with it? Like... Is it just the little thing?
Don't you hate when you have to beat your tags off with a tennis racket?
I'm going to say this is $1.47.
Okay.
I wouldn't pay a penny more.
That's really specific. You cheated.
Billy looked.
I did. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh no! You get two of them for $10
Not
plus
worth
shipping
it.
And handling.
If I got 10 of them for $10, I'd be a little pissed off. I have to think of where I was going to throw away the other 9.
Fuck that. I'll just keep my tags on.
Yeah. That was fashionable back in the day. I'm bringing it back.
Here's
the weird thing, though. You can't even actually, like, it's not even like a coat hanger with a razor on it. It's not even that useful. It's not like, yeah, you can hang stuff on it, and when you hang your new thing on it, you can cut the tag off. Great. That has multiple uses. This is like, no, you can get like 4, get 5, 10 of these things. Put them everywhere in your house. That way, if you ever have a tag you have to deal with when you're in the fucking crawl space, then go ahead. There you go.
If you had like these type of this wall stick equipment, but it was like for a massage on your wall. Like, you know how Baloo the bear in Jungle Book rubs his back on the trees to scratch his back?
Yeah.
Like, if they were like, these were set up just to give you like the perfect back rub against the wall of your bedroom, I would fuck with that.
Yeah.
I would buy that. But not to cut a fucking tag off. I'm a grown ass man. That tag's coming off also, in 0.4
seconds.
Yeah,
but it's really hard. Like, most of my teeth are actually wooden right now because of all the teeth I've lost from biting off tags.
Damn. I have to gum the tags. I learned from Brett Keane.
And Von Helton.
Von Helton, we gum the tags.
Hey, Ben?
Yes?
Would it be okay if I asked Razor Fist a couple of questions here?
Okay.
Oh, I wonder what they're going to be.
Number one, isn't Dusty a beautiful bird? And number two, aren't Ace Salieri and Silent Rob a couple of beautiful human beings?
Okay, fine. Listen, we're going to take these on one at a time. Now, first, in terms of that bird, that is a fucking beautiful bird. You should be very fucking proud of that fucking bird right now. I would honestly be proud, and I would spin all the way around in my chair if I could, but I'm wearing headphones. So, in the meantime, God fucking speed, bird. What was the second question?
Aren't Ace Salieri and Silent Rob a couple of old friends of yours, a couple of beautiful human beings?
That's a harder question.
That is a harder question, and I would say, in terms of me trying to really put off the Dennis Miller vibe right now, to avoid from the fact that I don't know what you're talking about, I would say, maybe fucking, I was right.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
That's a good Razor Fist.
I'm gonna show this.
I love this dude's videos, so, and I have. We both ride motorcycles, so we have the same equipment. I just don't have as many posters.
This is the last one we're going to watch. This is the Green Glider.
Oh, this is not the Green Gobbler.
No, this is the Green Glider.
Is it related to the Green Gobbler?
No, this one stuffs the shit back into your
It glides. It glides up there.
No.
Want to stop making cleaning your floor a big chore? Want to stop wasting money?
When your husband just comes all over the floor?
Oh, my God.
Throwing money away? Is she counting out printouts of dollar bills there?
She's just throwing money
away.
It's a
counterfeiting operation.
Are you tired by getting caught for your counterfeit money scheme?
I'm tired of your husband banging hookers while you print out all the fake money?
Well, it's money pick
for the Green Glider reusable mop pad. With disposable mop pads, how many refills does it take to clean up this mess? And there's still annoying.
He's deleting carpet that was for some reason laying over a fucking tile floor.
So the green the Green Gobbler made all your shit runny, so it slides out when you walk through the kitchen, and now you need the Green Glider to slop up your dookie water.
Yeah.
I hate this guy.
Plain dribbles. Pop the Green Glider on your mop and go from a big mess to clean up success. And not a dripping sight.
Lick it. Lick it, you fucking pussy.
So these are more absorbent Swiffer pad things?
I guess.
But Ben, can I just give you props on the pause game, though? Because he looks like he's about to go into battle for Sparta right now.
Yeah. I'll give people a screen grab. There you go, guys.
Look at that. Right so there. That is how you respond to the best hot takes you find on Twitter right now.
It's
felt
on a stick.
I attached a puppet that I skinned to the bottom of my broom. Look at me go!
Brilliant!
I haven't
looked. Your floor's clean enough for a baby.
Oh, it can pick up a child? If this thing can pick up a child, I'm buying it.
With green
it's that absorbent.
It will be.
The secret's our patented dual-action technology. For the first time ever, we've combined microfiber to clean and inside four layers of chamois to absorb.
No one thought we would ever do it!
Yeah. They've lost their minds. That's just too much absorbency.
We combined this shitty Craigslist couch you found that you put in your shop with a bunch of your hand towels and figured out we could put babies in them.
If this was the ShamWow guy, the Slap Chop guy, Vince, he'd fucking run that little mop or swipper all over that baby's face right
That'd
now.
That'd be terrible.
That'd be awesome. Yeah.
You put the baby...
You can erase the baby, but keep the food.
Yeah.
Put the baby into the little gas tank on the back and pull the ripcord a few times until it's just chop suey. You're good to go.
Yeah. We need that.
This floor is so clean, I leave my dinner off it.
Oh, come on.
I don't think that guy...
I'm going through a divorce, in case you couldn't tell.
She took the furniture, so now I put my blue cheese dressing for my tendies on the floor itself because of this particular mop.
You really think this fucking green shirt wearing liberal motherfucker is eating tendies? Unless the green shirt is for Pepe the Frog.
What are those... What are those next to the french fries?
I don't think he's eating the tendies, man. I think this is all a scam. It's all
a
scam.
It's a prop. But...
Yeah, it's a prop. He doesn't go out to dinner and order fucking tendies. This is not the type of guy that eats tendies.
No, this guy
eats steak tartare.
I'm one of you now. It's 3 in the morning and I'm eating my chicken tenders off the floor.
Yeah.
It's unbeatable.
My shirt is in no way a cleaning experiment.
And any other hard surface.
Oh my god, that's true.
Adjustable straps.
Holy shit. You can key.
Perfect.
You could key whatever you want into that guy eating tendies off the floor. That's
you
the new meme, dude.
You
that's
could.
That's the new fucking meme. That's the future.
So we got to give everybody a screen grab of
Not
it.
Not even a screen like, grab. You got to
like. Oh, no, hold on. The fork is blurry.
We got to rip the.
Yep, there we go. Actually,
rip the entire video.
Of green can actually work with different keys right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Have fun, internet.
So, yeah.
The people who brought you Kekistan, now you get. Mr.
The green
Rod
glider
eating his dinner on the floor.
Your boys just eating tendies off the floor.
I'm gonna.
Tendies off the floor.
I say $14.95.
Does it come with the tendies?
$14.88.
Because we know where this means.
Yeah, this is just the glider. It's not the mop handle, right?
Right.
I'm cheating. I own all these products.
Oh damn!
You can wash
them. I have trouble sleeping.
I would love to see a dude bring a green glider to the fucking laundromat down the street from his apartment.
Oh, yeah.
It's $12.95.
Oh, I was going to say $13.
Oh, sure you were.
I didn't get to say it in time. It's okay.
Oh, yeah.
The one time that I actually knew the answer.
No. Fuck. No, you lose. You lose.
I knew the answer. I just thought it would make me feel terrible if I admitted to knowing the answer.
I just couldn't live with myself. All right, so
I'd throw up all over the floor and then have to green glider that shit up and pay another $13 to get replacement heads.
Time for the next segment.
Oh.
All right.
Boom.
This first video we're going to watch is a review of Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice. It's a movie review. Yeah.
Is it going to say it's good? Because then I'm going to have to say it. This is a crazy person.
Salutations, valuable viewers. Sorry about the messy hair. I just had a shower.
I'll go ahead and say that now.
Oh, I'm the cab driver from Deadpool.
I haven't seen the sun in many days.
I just watched Batman vs. Superman recently, and I haven't been this conflicted since I found out that Santa was not real. Son, we have to tell you something. I think you're old enough now to find out that Santa Claus is not real. It's all a pretty lie that parents tell their children to make them believe in magic and to make their childhood more interesting. What? But if Santa's not real, then what time will he give me an Xbox?
Dario Argento's kind of lost it a little bit.
I'm sorry, but is it sad or wrong that I'm jealous of his creative use of green screen in comparison to my own work?
It is. Sad and wrong, both. All of the above.
If Santa isn't real, then where'd this emo elf come from?
Yeah, this this is a guy that was nicknamed by our audience. I'm going to let the audience take the blame as Corpse Midget.
Oh, this is Corpse Midget.
Yeah, Corpse Midget.
He's
way since the last time you showed me him because it's not something I'll go back to on my own.
Maybe in your nightmares.
He's Harry Candy Cane last night. Now, if you watch this previous video I uploaded on my channel, you probably know that I'm not a fan of the Batman movies directed by Christopher Nolan.
So you're not a fan of the good Batman movies?
Come on, man.
Because he didn't like that the third one had a scene in daylight in it.
Ruins everything. That is similar to the comics I've read or the animated series I've watched. I know that I'm in the small minority in these regards, but that's just my opinion, okay?
You're in the small minority.
I hated the Dark Knights.
Look, I'm just telling it like it is. Yeah.
What is this Corpse Midget's actual channel name, by the way?
It's the LH Show. The LH Show. His name is Lucian Hottobock.
Lucian Autobot?
Yeah, that's it.
You didn't
it.
Have to tell me that this guy's name is Lucian.
And
he just smells like just a Lucian. Assumed.
There's a bunch. What?
Technically doing better than I am.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. There's a bunch of videos that he paid young women to make to talk about what a cool and awesome guy he is. And there's just a bunch of them out there. It's pretty interesting.
That's a genre I need to explore.
Lucian Hottobock is one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
They're great.
They're basically all reading the same wordy script.
Yeah.
It's like, it's amazing what you can do.
Excellent Supreme Court judge.
I think Dylan has a pretty interesting point in the chat, though. We need a debate of V versus Corpse Midget.
Oh, wow. Those two, well, I mean, they have similar accents. People wanted me to play Corpse Midget for V.
You could run like a proper grinder against a piece of aluminum in the background too. It would be a symphony.
Absolutely.
Series. Oh, now okay. They're silent.
After watching Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice, I can't decide whether I hate Nolan's Batman more than Snyder's Batman or the other way around. I honestly can't. I can't decide whether I hate
one or the other. Okay. Piss off, Corpse Midget. Your opinion never fucking mattered to me.
Is he gonna come back and give us this like grand reveal that his whole thing is like the Adam West Batman was the truest of form ever? Okay, that's why you don't like Nolan. I get it.
By the way, Ben.
Oh yes.
There's a certain elephant in the room that I feel like.
Oh yeah.
I need to address.
Dusty's owner wants to tell Brad something, which is it's frightening.
Remember about 10 years ago, there was like a guy from Decatur who sent you a bunch of random stuff in the mail.
Was that you?
That was me.
Yeah.
Was it like?
I love this guy. Did you send me the manure too?
I sent you the manure.
All right. So he sent me the manure when Spoonie was in town visiting me. So my wife wakes us up in the morning and goes, "Someone sent you a box of shit." Noah and I are like, "All right, we'll get it out of here." She's like, "I hurt my back trying to carry this out." We went back to go toss it in the dumpster outside, and we got yelled at by the neighbors.
Wow.
This was when we were going to a premiere for a movie too, so we were both wearing suits when we were doing
no
it.
Way
tell them what else I sent you, Brad.
Oh, some of it
what the fuck,
some of it I got use out of because I was about to move not long after, and I was like, wait, I can just use the bubble wrap he sent me like 3 weeks ago. Like, I kind of needed a flashlight at one point. I was like, I should go to the store and buy a flashlight, and then one came in the mail that day. Did you send a book that was like 100 pictures of vaginas?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so here's the story of that. The book is literally what it says. It's a book, and it's just simply 100 pictures of vaginas. So I was living in a top floor, bottom floor duplex at the time. My buddy Jared lived above me. I took that book and was like, I could probably do something with this. So I just set it on the end table in Jared's apartment because he would always leave his door open. His girlfriend at the time comes home, just immediately finds that sitting on the table right by the front door, goes upstairs. What the fuck is this?
So is there like a restraining order out now? Like,
no.
Are we violating something?
No. Okay. I'll tell you the honest truth.
Yeah.
So this has probably been about, like, what, about a decade ago, Brad?
Yeah, it was, 2010, I think, 9 or 10.
Yeah, and I had recently found Brad, and I became a fan of him. And in one of his videos, he casually remarked that, hey, I live in Springfield or whatnot.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, because I live in Decatur, I was like, I wonder if Brad lives in Springfield, Illinois.
Mm.
So I went on Google. This is how suspicious Google was back then. I looked up Brad Jones, Springfield, Illinois, and I found this address for a Brad Jones in Springfield, Illinois.
Yeah.
And I sent him some stuff, and he made a video about the stuff I sent him, and he was like, you know, I got a good laugh out of it. I had some fun.
Yeah.
And you actually sent me an email where you're like, hey, you know, it's your money you're wasting, not mine. So
I got a kick out of it because one of them was like a DVD of guys jerking off.
Oh my God.
I went like, you know what? Fuck it. So I did a review of it. I don't know. I think that video might have been lost, like in the Blip TV purge, but
somebody else re-uploaded it. I sent it to Ben.
Everything, nothing ever dies or goes extinct on the internet, I don't think.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I also sent you like 50 Ricky Martin CDs.
Did you? Oh! I forgot about that. Shows you how much weird stuff I get where I can be like, oh, I forgot about the 50 Ricky Martin CDs that got sent to
you. You know what's even funnier and stranger?
It
gets stranger because there was another movie reviewer here on YouTube. He was a good friend of mine and he sadly passed away last year. His name was Emmer Prevost. And he was another guy that I used to send a lot of really crazy random stuff to. And I don't know if you remember this, Brad. You know, maybe Emmer was, you know, pulling my leg. But apparently you and Emmer contacted each other on Skype. And you like, compared the stuff that I sent to you guys.
I do kind of have a memory of that. Because he wrote to me once on Skype. And I think it was a brief conversation, and it was really just that, I think.
It was it was a brief conversation between them and their lawyers and the police.
Yeah.
So what's your lawyer telling us to do? Did you get sent Guys Gone Wild 1? Because I got sent Guys Gone Wild 3, and I was really confused.
Yeah.
I hate watching things out of sequence.
No, Brad, I just want you to know, I would never, like, dream of ever, like, going to your, like, house.
Oh, my God!
I wasn't worried about that.
I just wanted to send you some stuff to have some laughs. Just like I got
some good laughs out of it. I think I still have the street cone you sent me.
Wow. What the fuck?
But strangely enough, the other guy who I mentioned who sadly passed away last year, who I also sent stuff too, was a good friend of mine, was Emmer Prevost, and today would have been his 36th birthday
today.
So,
for the record, you didn't send him anything that killed him, did you?
He sadly passed away from a strangulating hernia. So
I just had a triple hernia surgery 2 months ago.
Yeah, 5% chance Ben would have died.
Yeah, something like that.
So maybe could we, you know, pay a little tribute to Emmer Prevost, who is a great guy. And
does Dusty want to sing Taps?
can Dusty sing Taps?
I'm not sure. Dusty raps.
I'll take a shot for Emmer on his behalf. But yeah, poor Brad Jones and Emmer Prevost. I've been kind of afraid to meet you in person, Brad, because you've been at like cons I've been to, and I've been like kind of trying to avoid you.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't want you to be like, oh my gosh, it's that guy. And I,
well, now he knows who you are, though. So when he meets you, he can be like, "Oh, you're the bird guy who sent me the Ricky Martin CDs. I played them at
I'm doing some landscaping. Can you send me that manure?
Yeah,
you got the manure hookup.
Manure guy.
I've got a great garden thanks to you. I just wanted to meet you in person and shake your hand and say thank you.
Well, the manure got thrown away, right?
The best Ricky Martin collection in the world because of you.
Was there some menudo in there, or was it all like Ricky? Ricky's post-menudo work.
It was the same CD.
Oh my god.
It was the same one. It wasn't like the complete Ricky Martin collection. It was just 50 copies of the same Ricky Martin CD.
That's psycho.
And I actually asked Emma Prevost. I was like, you know, should I, you know, if I go to this con, should I try to meet Brad Jones and whatnot? And Emma was a very good friend of mine. And he flat out told me, he was like, If I were in Brad's shoes, I want you to stay 100 million miles away from me.
you would be fine, man. I would be like, well, he's not the person who followed us into the parking garage that one year.
Are we sure about that?
No,
well, actually, I.
No, I did it as a joke. I did it to Brad. I did it to. My late friend, Emma Prevost, who today would have been his 36th birthday. So, you know, I salute you, Brad, and my late friend, Emma Prevost, and having a good sense of humor about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
Dusty,
I think...
Dusty salutes you.
Yeah, I just heard Dusty. Dusty made a noise. Wow. That wasn't a human talking.
Dusty, you're a respectful bird.
Yeah,
that's a good burb right there. That is the best burb.
Okay, let's watch some more Corpse Midgets.
Liked the Batman vs Superman movie or hated it? I mean, technically, if I was to time the parts I liked from the movie, it would be about 40 minutes, which is probably a third of it. The first hour was
that
a comedy.
That is probably how much I have left to live.
Of boredom.
I give this movie 4 out of 10 gallons of blood, which I will now drink.
Fusion and outrage. Now, hold on, let me explain. I had skimmed some pages.
Hold on.
Yeah.
About the movie before watching it. But I try to do my best to avoid any spoilers. If you're watching this video and haven't seen the movie yet, I suggest you stop watching because there will be massive spoilers ahead. Zack Snyder mentioned in an interview that he was a comic book guy, and that he made a movie based as much as he could on that aesthetic. Zack, I'm calling bullshit on that statement, man.
I'm glad he's willing to call
he's
out
Zack. He's very focused on it being true to the comic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Watchmen.
Yeah. It's bullshit!
I was kind of the same way when they put out the first X-Men movie. I was kind of mad.
You wanted yellow suits?
I mean, that was a garbage movie.
Yeah.
On many merits, but it was still the kind of thing like, yeah, X-Men, they have a movie now. I remember being excited about it then.
I enjoyed it very much.
The first
and
one?
Yes. You know, Kevin Nash was going to play Sabretooth, but he didn't want to take time off of being WCW champion. That would have been fucking great.
I mean, the first X-Men movie was garbage, but to see X-Men being made into a movie before, like, comic book movies became so, passe and boring. Yeah. To see X-Men, and I remember I actually watched, what was it? I watched, like, a leaked trailer online on a 56K modem. I'll remind you. At the same time of watching, and then I remember having to like wait for the buffering for the Lord of the Rings trailer. I'm like, oh my god, everything I love is turning into a movie, and I kind of wish I could go back in time to tell my younger self, like, listen, the future, it's awful. Yeah, all the comic book movies, you're bored of them. Star Trek, they keep trying it, and it sucks. Star Wars is garbage now. And yes, you have a smoking habit, but you need a charging cable for it.
I'm very hopeful that the new Picard series, as far as Star Trek goes, will be good.
Dude.
It won't.
It won't?
It won't be. It won't be.
You guys are just sour because we're living in the greatest time for television and cinema ever. Beautiful. It's beautiful.
You watched Blockers with John Cena. How many times?
Blockers was a wonderful movie. In theaters, four times.
Four times.
It
was a wonderful movie.
You're that guy who saw Infinity War 52 times, only it was with blockers.
John Cena was a tour de force of comedy. It was beautiful.
I'll be honest, like I do think, like, in terms of movies, we're gonna see a sort of short-lived renaissance again, because we saw this in the 2000s and we saw it in the 90s too. Every time, like, you get these trends, Hollywood builds up around the trends and then spoils everything you love about them. And then people eventually do get bored of it. The fact that, like, Marvel and Star Wars burnout are mainstream conversation pieces between people who like movies, I think we're going to see, like, another thing, like, in the late 2000s when we got this sort of, like, short-lived indie renaissance that gave us, like, Wes Anderson.
Yeah.
And... yeah, right. It's going to be short-lived, but we're going to get a bunch of really interesting movies that will influence cinema going forward a little bit until we get bored with it.
Did you hear Wes Anderson?
Like Show Dogs.
Wes Anderson's about to do a comic book movie.
Beautiful what's that? Bird.
He's rebooting Ghost World. It's going to be.
I'm not familiar with Ghost World.
Steve Buscemi?
That's one of those cases, though, where there'll be some people who are like, wait, he didn't do the original Ghost World movie?
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. It's like, it'd be funny because, like, you'll have a bunch of people like, oh, this is just more, this is the new wave of nostalgia. But then everyone's going to be like, who's nostalgic for Ghost World?
Look, man.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what Marvel's going to do with X-Men once they start making the X-Men franchise.
They're going to bring a little Spider-Man over, and they're going to play patty cake.
It's going to be a fucking shit show. The only reason, like, the most impressive thing about Infinity War was the fact that they were able to pack all of those characters and narratives into one movie and make it work. When you add the X-Men in, all of a sudden you have, like, this thing where, like, the entire Marvel universe is nothing but, as it is in the comics, the world and every major city blowing up and being destroyed in some epic battle on a daily fucking basis.
Yeah.
So... that's going to be your established norm in this universe. And then what are they going to do? They're just going to keep going into the galactic fights and shit. It's going to die. People are going to
destroy small towns. Like, yeah. Des Moines is fucked.
Yeah. X-Men being separated from the MCU is fucking brilliant, because without, like, that massive epic battle of Apocalypse destroying half the world and Magneto pulling its magnetic fucking core out and shit. Like, when you take that out of the, like, if you have the MCU and that, those two things, like, wow, the world's going to be destroyed by ultra-powerful villains and heroes are going to save us in different ways. You put them together, and it's like, you might as well, like, sell it to Disney and have them, instead of, like, Darth Vader doing some breakdancing, you just have Wolverine and Beast on stage.
What's
head spins and shit. Fuck that.
What's Deadpool going to be like with all the without all the pedophile jokes? That's going to be rough.
What are you going to do without all of them?
Honestly, dude, I might start fucking kids.
Oh, God, you went there. You're evil.
A little bit.
You're evil.
Please don't take that out of context, all right? I'm not going to...
What do you mean?
I can't...
How can you take it out of context?
I can't start fucking kids.
So much for you. It's so much for you directing my next movie.
Yeah.
Remember when Deadpool and Thanos were in a love triangle with Lady Death?
Yeah, that's actually, I want to see some stuff like that go down.
Did you guys know that there was a graphic novel and a regular novel that was a Star Trek and X-Men crossover?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm aware of it.
Yep.
I linked it on our Amazon for everybody to see.
Yeah, I saw this. Kindle edition.
Star Trek, The Next Generation, X-Men, Planet X.
I'll say this. I'll reach out to this to whoever owns that, and I'm gonna strike a deal to read the audiobook of it. I think a lot of people out there want that to happen, and I know one of them is me. Back to Corpse Midget, I guess.
Hey, everybody's taking that comment I made about kids out of context.
You're so bird agrees. Look, the bird thinks I need to read that novel.
Dusty's even screeching.
Fuck. That's a sign. That's bird sign.
You know what you need to do, Billy?
What's up?
You need to blow Dusty the cockatiel a kiss.
This is getting weird. Eye Candy said BoJack Horseman season 5 dropped on Netflix today.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Heard it was pretty good too. I couldn't get into the show, but I might have to revisit it.
Let's see.
BoJack is like existential Simpsons.
Give us more.
Oh shit, we're gonna go into this.
Oh, you got some ghosts.
Okay, so
I'm gonna have nightmares tonight.
Von Helton is going to predict that the reptilians will return to Earth, and there will be a war in the Middle East between the Muslims in the Middle East against the reptilians.
So the Muslims are going to save Earth from the reptilians.
Apparently, or they're going to have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, go ahead, Nightmare Fuel. Talk shit about Linda Sarsour now, huh?
Every ancient document. They're coming back. They're coming back. They're coming back. Well, who's coming back, Bob? Well, according to the Mayans, it's Quetzalcoatl.
Still that guy's review of Batman v Superman.
Well, who's Quetzalcoatl? The feathered serpent. Feathered serpent. In other words, not literally feathered, like some of the depictions have, but a serpent, a reptilian, that can fly. I want to fly like an eagle.
I want one.
So it's going to be the dragons taking over the Middle East, is what he's claiming.
No, reptilians.
He said reptilians that could fly, though.
Yeah,
they're the dragons.
I want his zebra print pants that he has draped across in the background.
Fucking dude, do you think he wears those?
Dusty.
Dusty's triggered as all fuck.
Yeah.
He knows the reptilians are coming for him the same way they've been coming for Alex Jones.
Dusty flies. He knows about flying reptilians. They're not cool.
Okay. It's not a literal.
How do we know Von Helton here isn't a reptilian? He says he can eat a steak without having teeth.
It's a very snake-like thing to do.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Serpent with wings. It's a caricature showing that they have the ability to travel through the skies. Okay. Mm. I believe. You know, I could be wrong. It might literally be a reptilian with wings. We'll see. We're gonna find out, right, guys?
Together, right?
Yeah.
Together.
Yeah, we're all
gonna best found footage movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Devon, there you go. Bringing Muslims into this shit again. No. Think about this. Some circles consider Lebanon the landing pad. What are you talking about?
Landing, if you believe in that kind of thing.
Right.
Lebanon, folks, has huge 150,000 ton blocks. Massive, massive blocks. And they're all sitting side by side by side by side to make a nice...
But the best part is, blocks is only $19.95!
Flat landing pad.
You get two of them.
Literally.
Plus
a literal landing pad. So massive, so huge, that it could be nothing but a landing pad for a spacecraft. It could be nothing but.
Built gigantic concrete landing pads for spacecraft thousands of years ago in the hopes that I could actually meet my dad in 2019. It's going to be great.
This guy makes videos wearing a Doctor Strange cape and like he bought some scrolls.
Why am I not doing that?
He bought some scrolls and he made a real life Elder Scroll, he said.
He was trying to summon the demons.
Yeah,
I've been trying to ride a dragon ever since I quit chasing one. And Thailand was a weird place and a weird time to be. Subscribe to Chris Dangerfield to find out more.
Google that shit if you don't believe me. I'll try to get you a link, but if I can't, then just Google. But yeah,
just
Lebanon has these big, huge blocks. That are all stacked side by side to make a big flat landing pad for something, you know. So, you know, that and like I said, some people call Lebanon the landing
Drano
pad.
Is starting
okay,
to wear off.
He's been sniffing some green gobbler.
Yep.
So the reptilian.
I made a thing called crocodile out of what was under my sink too, and
Well, I want to see about 20 minutes.
Who calls Lebanon the landing pad? I've never heard that before.
You never? I don't know, but I love the fact that he's so keen on the green dragon.
Lebanon loosely translates to the landing pad for serpents.
I've never heard
of that. He calls Illinois the landing pad of Lincoln.
I don't know, Brad.
Yeah.
I can't hear the word landing pad without thinking about a tramp stamp now, so it's like
my first wife had this great tattoo.
The reptilians, if and when they do invade, and if they tend to be creatures of habit, which I believe they do.
Why?
Because reptilians do tend to be creatures of habit. They go back to the same place.
You asked. Yeah. Dude, he's fucking watching us.
I know. Holy shit. Oh, the Elder Scrolls worked. Before,
but... Nest, etc., etc.
Okay, well, you always return to the same place, too. You return to where you live. Are you a creature of habit?
Go back to the same place.
He definitely is a creature of habit. Okay,
okay. Anyway.
Well, he's paid up on the lot fees for if the year, so he's not leaving.
Yeah, yeah, it's double wide.
They do. They're going to land in Lebanon. They're going to land in Lebanon, folks. Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad, Muslim Brotherhood are going to get their first meeting with reptilians. They're going to get to meet them first.
That's where the Muslims come from. Holy shit, this makes so much sense. It's that planet that's hiding on the other side of the moon. You know, the one you can never see because the moon's there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. This... Fuck.
I'm going to get to meet them first.
How are we supposed to see the aliens? Like, they're on the other side of the moon. It's impossible for us to know that they were there.
By wearing specialty 3D glasses.
True. Sonar.
Do you think they're RPGs? And AK-47s will hold up against the reptilians? Well, we're going to find out.
That's why I'm going to find a watermelon after I fuck it.
Yeah.
I got to get myself an M60.
He had a certain level of like pleasure saying that right there that was creepy.
Yeah.
And
he got his face really close to the camera.
Well, he has a Barrett 50 cal, and he wants everyone to know how proud he is. So you think your little pitiful AK is going to hand? No, I dropped the equivalent of a college education on this rifle. And,
well, his college education, you can get out of the fucking bottom of a Cracker Jack box.
This stuff is true, and there's a possibility
Look at our
ancient
DeVry.
If this is true.
If this is true.
It'll be the Muslims that have to deal with the reptilians.
His face looks like it came out of the Jim Henson Workshop.
It does.
Seriously.
If my basis...
Is that a character from Labyrinth?
Just stretch out his nose a little bit, and all of a sudden he's Jabba's own little cocktail.
Muslims, boss! Muslims are the ones who are going to fight the aliens!
Hey, Ben?
Yes?
Do you think Von Helton would find Dusty to be a beautiful bird?
No, but Von Helton is an asshole.
I think Von Helton would try and gum Dusty.
I'll cook that bird up.
Strip all the feathers off this thing with this.
And as a side note, reptilians do love warm climates. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
And it just
interesting.
Happens to be warm.
Another side note, they love green apples.
If they love warm climates so much, why don't they go to the equator or something? Why would they go somewhere that's not the warmest part?
You know what snakes definitely do like is bass. Like if you ever lose your snake, just play some heavy bass music, and the snakes will come.
I learned that from The Simpsons.
So did I. It was like the Barry White episode or something, right?
I think the reptilians are going to land at an EDM concert.
I really want to hear his conclusion where we all have to sing at them. Just in chorus, harmony to the world. Be like, you,
good
sir,
morning,
have been watching
Starshine.
You, sir, have been watching too much Adventure Time.
At least, I mean, do you think they're going to be parking their ass and up in fucking northern Canada where it's 45 degrees below zero? Fuck no. Fuck no.
Fucking idiots.
They're going to be in there.
Bundy King.
Why would they go to Lebanon, though? Why wouldn't they land in, like, the Sahara Desert, where there's plenty of room for them to land, and it's extremely hot?
Mm-hmm. It'll be in the Middle East, where it's 90 and 100 degrees. That's what reptilians like. Reptilians are cold-blooded. They love the heat, folks.
Just land in Phoenix.
Okay, so where are they going to go?
No one will notice.
The Middle East.
Yeah. Where are they going to go? Middle East.
Yep.
Middle East.
And that's the end of the video.
This is his fantasy fiction where he just wants to see the reptilians go tear apart the
Hamas.
Yeah. This is gross. This is the worst showing.
I just want to know what Alex Jones has to say about this. It's like, I mean, like, who's going to win, folks?
The Bilderbergs!
The satanic globalist Islamists or the reptilians, if they're going to go to war, they're like, he's all wrong. It's part of the government's misinformation campaign. That's why he hasn't been kicked off of Facebook.
You can go have your Jolly Roger over in your corner and all the red, white, and blue.
That's a good impression.
Thank you. We're winding down the show now. We got about 15 minutes left. I'm just opening the floor to anyone who wants to send in a Streamlabs, and we'll just...
You want
to
read the ones that came in?
Yeah, I think there were a few that I missed. And after I read these, I'll get started with the new ones.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Hypothesis, $5. Remember when Deadpool and Thanos were in love with Lady Death? We already read that one.
I want to see that movie.
I don't think.
We'll see that, and the time the Avengers were on Late Night with David Letterman.
Basically, just going to be it's going to be a remake of Bound, and Jennifer Tilly's going to be too busy playing poker to make it. So,
does she play poker?
So, Tiffany Doll from Chucky's going to be there.
Yeah.
Dirt McSquirt sent in a super chat, $1.99, said, "I call bullshittery on this sleeveless wizard."
Yeah, Von Helton is a bullshit artist who just fantasizes about Islam.
You know, I did a stream on this channel yesterday. I covered Mario quitting YouTube and then coming right back the very next day.
In less than 24 hours.
And then I covered Von Helton, doing his bullshit stuff, too. And he had some interesting stuff.
Gotta keep tabs on these people.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
If you ever want to convert Mario into an atheist, just show him the episode of Pop Quiz Hotshot that Brad hosted.
Okay.
That'll convince him almost immediately.
We're worried that Mario's not working with a full deck of cards here.
He's definitely not.
Yeah.
Because he deleted those videos too. First he made a video, and this is a guy with like over 500,000 subs, so he's not like unpopular, but his channel started getting blocked in other countries because other countries have certain laws against wild conspiracy theories and stuff, and that's what he does. And he's, you know, like the Super Bowl will just happen, and he'll make a video about how the Super Bowl halftime show had Illuminati satanic imagery in it. You know, it's trying to brainwash us into unintentionally worshiping Satan. And
I saw that same thing written on Chris Bohr's Facebook page.
What's really? The point of unintentionally worshiping a thing, though? I mean, you'd think the religious folks would understand this more than anything else.
Like, we're being desensitized to just accept it, but and then before you know it, someday we're all going to have been worshiping Satan for years, and we just didn't even know it.
See, this is how you can tell these types don't really pay attention to true American culture, because if we're paying attention to the Satanism now, or it's becoming a regular thing, by the time the devil is ready to take over the world.
Yeah, Brad, any more episodes of Radiodrome?
Radiodrome's still going. I just haven't been on there in like 2 or 3 years.
Yeah.
Sometimes I will go back on my archive page and just look at the old negative comments on there for like a late night laugh.
If I decide not to punch myself in the dick for a while, I'll just go read comments.
When I feel like cutting myself,
It's a lateral move.
Yeah.
See, that's what Mario says, though, is that like we're already worshiping Satan, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And he made a video, he cried in the video saying he was quitting YouTube and his channel, he was putting his channel to rest, basically. And then the very next day he made another video saying, no, that's not actually what I meant. What I meant was I'm not going to actually make this kind of videos on YouTube anymore. And now both of those videos are deleted. I watched both of them yesterday on my stream. And now he has a totally new video that basically pretends like the first two videos never happened.
The retcon.
Yep.
I just got some breaking news that the hackers that hacked Jake Paul, Logan Paul, and Greg Paul, the Paul family, they released a video of Greg Paul finger bopping a young girl.
No way.
That's I just what? I just
you may, when you go like that, there's bullshit.
No, I just in my private YouTube chat link with all these little kids. Someone just, well, I say kids, but most of them are adults. So someone linked the digital gangsters on YouTube, the people that have been hacking them, have a video of, yeah, it looks like that's actually Jake Paul's dad having sex, is what they're saying.
Damn, that's fucking crazy. I mean, I don't really care. Like, I don't give a shit about them or what they do. So,
well, I know what movie I'm reviewing this week.
I know, right? I'm like, they have so much stuff coming out. They've been, they hacked the shit out of them. They took Logan Paul's channel and turned it into an advertisement.
Dirt McSquirt,
scam.
If you ever want a funny dude on, pay attention to at, what Honda is it? Deal. Honda Deal for Vets. He's an old Marine. He's funny as hell. I guess I'll look him up. Is he a Honda salesman? Because it kind of sounds like it. You know, one time I went to a used car lot, and the main guy that worked there, his name was Conan, and he gave me his business card, and on it said Conan the Carbarian. And I could not in good conscience buy a car from this man with such a terrible...
Fuck that, I'd be a customer for life.
Really?
The Carbarian.
Yeah.
What is best in life?
There will not be
beating customers in negotiations and hearing the lamentations of their wives.
Usually we do a post
what is
show.
Best in life, this geostorm.
We usually
1994 Honda Civic 5-speed. These things last into the 300,000, so don't mind the odometer.
We usually do the post show after our shows for patrons, but we're not going to do it tonight because Billy has his show. So to make it up to you, all the patrons, all the post show patrons that normally get to watch the show, I'll be delivering a video of tonight's show, as much of it as I can get.
You get some good special bonus content of the festivities for people who can't make it to Seattle tonight, because you can come hang out with us.
I want you to ask Jake if we can film him.
I'll be like, "Hey Jake,"
because I'm not just going to assume I can film him.
I'll be like, "Can we do some whippets together, man?"
I don't think he does any of that stuff.
I know. I just really like whippets.
You do?
No, I I don't think whippets are keto, are they?
Are whippets keto?
I don't know.
Google that.
Alexa, are whippets keto? Alexa, oh, you don't have the dot set up, do
no.
you? Oh.
By the way, in honor of Emmer Prebo's 36th birthday, because he's not here to celebrate it with us, and in honor of Brad, who was the other YouTube movie reviewer that I also spammed him with random packages with, can we just pay another salute to Emmer Prebost and Brad Jones?
Yes, I'll take a swig from the bottle in honor of both of them.
Cheers.
Pinkies up, as my people say.
I'll drink from this this Taco Bell cup I found on my floor that's probably been there a while.
Is there a Crunchwrap down
no
there?
No wonder he was speaking so highly of Taco Bell. And then he put some ad placement.
I am just surrounded by Taco Bell products. As you can tell, this is my office.
Rest in peace, old buddy Emmer
Prevost. What a coincidence that this would all happen on his birthday.
No kidding.
Yeah.
We'd have you here sending fucking 50 Ricky Martin CDs. I feel like this is another reason why the entire existence is a simulation. This is just weird.
I almost wish we could round the show out, though, by just jamming to some Ricky Martin in honor of the dearly departed. Whose birthday is today?
Upside inside out!
Emmer Prebost.
We
have 50 CDs to choose from.
You lived the Vita Loca, Prevost. You lived it, and in honor of you, the drunken peasants salute you.
Yes. We salute you.
Oi, oi, oi.
And so does Ricky Martin and every member of Menudo in the history of the group.
It's a lot of boys.
This is how I'm remembered when I die. Like, it's just a random YouTube podcast. Now,
yeah,
a bunch of people hanging out, people doing math, people spending money to do math in the chat.
Slain Hope gave me two. You know what? I have to go grab another bottle because I finished this one.
Oh damn!
There wasn't much left.
Damn.
Okay, I see. 9/11 plus 9/11 is 1822, y'all. That's some math. You can't argue with that.
Speaking of 1822,
plus dollar bottoms up, Ben.
That was the year that William H. Bonney died. Billy the Kid.
Well, of course.
I don't think it actually.
Everybody knows that.
I don't think it was
William H. Bonney, Billy the Kid, star of Fargo.
Yep. William
worked
H.
in the original.
It's just the 1822 one.
It genuinely means a lot to me that you guys are willing to pay tribute to Emmer Prevost because he really was a great guy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my mind's already on Emilio Estevez at this point, but you know what? It would bring it back to Emmer Prevost, and yeah, it's like, you know what? I'm sure Emilio Estevez, huge fan of the show. I mean, I know.
Emilio!
There you go, Ben, taking a shot for Emmer Prevost.
There we go.
You got to double down on this one, huh?
Yeah, I do them one at a time.
Of course. You're not crazy, man.
He's training. He's training to not take on Fat Pat, but to humiliate him as thoroughly as possible.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was war.
So, I'm chasing it with water.
Water-ta-ta.
I'm glad I have
chasing it with more vodka.
Billy, I'm lucky I have Billy because he's a sober boy, so he can drive me to the place tonight
where they're gonna have very strong drinks.
Oh, I'm
when we did the DP meetup there last August over a year ago, everybody got super trash.
Yes, everybody was insanely trashed.
The drinks were very strong, and I'm sure they will be.
I'll say, Ben, honestly, it was funny because when I was talking to Pat last night, he was recalling the times, like, drinking with Ben, it's, he just, there's nothing stops him. So maybe, maybe I ought to, like, it's a thing. Go for it. I'm looking forward to seeing Fat Pat fall out and then feign. I'm just going to have him bitching to me on Twitter. He's just going to be like, motherfucking, like, I have to do all the editing, everything now. Pat's out of commission till at least fucking December.
Pat looks like a pretty big dude, too. Like, I've stood next to him. I think he's probably like 3 or 4 inches taller than me, at least. Probably even more.
Probably more, yeah. But
he also works out, which means he's got good circulation, which means once that alcohol gets into his system, it's gonna do its magic.
So having more muscle is worse when you drink?
No, if you work out on the regular, I only know this actually when I was a beer seller and a beer critic and shit. Like, if you cut down on your drinking, right, you're gonna live healthy. When you go to the gym, if you have a few, like, just a couple beers after that, it's going to hit you a lot harder.
Let's see. Oh, I don't know. It's showing here, but it didn't show up. Let's see. Okay. Yeah. Antonovich sent in a Streamlabs. I don't know why it didn't go through, but I'll read it here. I see it. I demand Nick grow some.
Where is my second Streamlabs?
Oh, there's the one of him asking. I don't know why this didn't go through. They usually do, but he says, I demand Nick grow some facial hair that looks just wrong. At least get one of those bearded Viking winter hats or shave your pubes and put them on your face.
You guys really, I don't, there's the thing, everybody else seemed to really like the sex offender stash.
Is
that's
it like,
what I get for doing
you,
that?
Yeah. You should do like,
I mean, I'm gonna have to wear aviators all the time, and not in the razor fist way. I mean, in the the see through kind. It's like, hey, I'm like low res, except you wouldn't let your kids around me.
You should do the John Waters mustache.
There's more.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, double toil and trouble. 1822. That's good math right there.
Groucho Snarks, who also had an iconic mustache, but it was painted on when he was younger, when he did the old films.
Yeah.
Do John Waters' mustache.
I'm
getting to a point. I'm actually going to be ransoming. I've been trying to ransom all this hair off. Like, all right, let's see. Who wants to throw more Streamlabs at me to keep it versus those who want me to cut it? Let's find out, because it took me a whole lot of non-effort to grow this. I'd like it to pay off in the end.
Don't leave it to me. I can use it.
I didn't want to say anything. We've just met.
Dirt McSquirt also sent in one earlier saying he wants to drink with us someday. Ultar with the sippy dippy dip. Ben's getting sweaty. Like, this is rough.
Well, it's unfortunate too, because, like, you know, apparently, so the 9/11 meme here is to, you know, you're supposed to never forget, but they're trying to make Ben forget this show ever.
By giving me a blackout.
Yeah, it's gonna be like, wait, we did a show. Oh yeah, and we did a post. We did.
Someone's asking when the private show is. It is not this coming Monday, but the following Monday. That's when it's happening, so you can sign up $5 or more on Patreon to witness it. It'll be live. You can watch it after the fact, but why would you? You got to watch it live. And also, another thing I want to announce is that Floyd Mayweather said he's going to fight Pacquiao again.
Oh, really?
This coming December. And I'm going to do a live reaction video of that, kind of like the McGregor-Mayweather one.
There you go. Offer a fucking commentary track on iTunes. Be like, download this for when you watch it.
They get to do it
later.
They get to watch it live with me while I watch it live. I'll make it so that only me and the people either in the studio with me here or on Skype with me can hear it and see it. And then we'll just react to it. And the last time I did it, a bunch of people came to watch me. They thought I was playing the fight. Like bootlegging it so that people could watch
it. Ben was trolling them, saying...
I was acting like...
He's like, it's not up?
Almost 2 million views, acting like I was trying to put the fight up and like acting like I couldn't figure out how to do it.
Got it. For two hours.
So I'm going to do that again.
I watched the fight on somebody's Snapchat.
Really?
They were like filming the TV on their Snapchat. And I was waiting for a bar to go into happy hour so I could drink for cheap. And I just sat there watching it on Snapchat in the middle of the mall with like four people watching my phone. It was the most pathetic
thing.
That
is really weird.
Yeah, it was very weird.
I couldn't find it at all, so I just popped up the last 15 minutes of Rocky 3.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
Oh, Von Helton.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap it up. Thanks to all of you for being on the show. Really appreciate it.
Ben, do you mind if I say real quick before we head out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Rest in peace and happy birthday, Emmer Prevost.
Rest in peace, Emmer.
Anybody else want to say anything before we go? Any parting words?
Yeah, I'd say go and watch YouTube Saints on Fridays. It's a great show. You'd love it. Or you'd probably hate it. It's garbage. But give it a try anyway. You never know.
We love garbage.
But also, rest
here.
In peace. And that is such... a beautiful bird.
Yeah.
Brad, anything you want
to
say?
That is a beautiful bird, and I highly recommend going and refilling any empty Taco Bell cup that you happen to find in your office that may have been there for 2 years.
Crunchwrap.
Keep these cups, people. Keep these cups. That way you can just walk into any of these restaurants and get your refill whenever you want.
I saw a sign
you
on...
You're paying $1 for endless Baja Blasts.
I saw a sign at like a McDonald's or something, and the sign said, refills are for current visit only. Like, people were coming in with their cups trying to get more. That's rough.
But what if I practically live here?
All right.
It's either this or the bar. Fuck. Why do you make me make these decisions?
I try to refill this at the bar across the street. Hey, man. Top me off with another New York sour.
Oh, man.
All right. Good night, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was...
The Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.